I like this noise. What's happening right now?
I don't know.
I didn't know you could talk with it.
I don't know anything. My
bushes. This is like a very weird...
That's a great awkward start to the show.
That's like Gollum, like, after two nights of binge drinking.
I need it, guys. I'm so hungover. It's ridiculous. Frodo. I lost the ring.
Frodo, I can't guide you guys to Mordor today. I'm a 90-year-old smoker, Gollum.
I'm done.
Listen.
I'm done.
Listen, Frodo.
Now I'm...
God, dude. I can't climb these stairs today, dude. I can't climb on today. There's so many stairs.
I know I'm trying to get the ring back, but I don't even want it today.
Listen.
We just take a pause.
Listen. I was at Barad-dûr, all right, while you were sleeping, and these orcs, they had this stuff that they called pit juice.
Pit juice?
And I was like, oh, God, give me some of that pit juice, precious. And they're
pit
like,
juice.
You can't handle this. And I'm like,
does it come out of their pits?
And they're like I'm like a million years old. I can handle pit juice. And then, yeah, they lifted up their arm and they milked their pit into a cup. And I was like, I regret this, precious. But then I was like, I'm going to do it. And so I did 6 shots of pit juice. And
pit juice.
I haven't felt this bad since
just
the
a hair of money
best
drop.
Friend, man. Yeah.
Get some pit juice in there.
Well, this is the best start to an episode we've ever had.
What a great episode.
Yeah,
man.
Best start we've ever had
the,
right there.
Our newest episode ever.
It is our newest episode ever. I gave up on putting topics in the stream title because we never cover those topics.
No, we don't.
And generally the ones I put in the stream title are the ones I want to talk about the most.
Mm-hmm.
So I just decided to let it fly, man.
Let it fly.
We're just
going to
do whatever.
Anything.
We're just talking about
the newest of the
hungover golem and pit juice. And I also got the Hollywood Reporter today.
Gump Stump.
Released their predictions for the Oscars coming up, and Dunkirk is all over it.
God.
So I just want to talk about that. Sorry, audience. Yes, I know we obsess on Dunkirk. Sue us, all right?
More of it.
But we're going to talk about that.
The rage will come out.
There's also this weird thing on Netflix that's just an example video that someone on Reddit found that is basically just weird stock footage around Netflix's campus that we can only surmise they use to test that the system is working and the compression is working, and like it's their test video.
Really?
So I kind of want to watch that.
That's
on stream.
That's interesting.
Because I haven't seen that. And then I also got 300 other tabs full of just
perfect.
Junk. So
random newest episode awesomeness. That's where we're at.
Yep. Yeah. So, I mean, we can start the show and we can get into all that stuff. How you feeling today, man?
The best.
Yeah?
Like, whatever you could feel, I'm on the best of it.
All right, man. Well, let's start the show, and then we're going to have the most energetic Colby episode ever.
Yeah!
Here we go.
Who are Seth and Colby?
Idiots!
So-called podcast gods who blazed the trail for talk radio on the internet.
What a ridiculous name.
First partnering in 2008, Seth and Colby took the internet by storm with their unique views on the hot topics of the day.
Science is a liar sometimes.
We won't lie. They've been away a while. A lot of things may have changed.
45th President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump.
But Seth and Colby are here to teach you.
This is America. You're either a duper or a doobie. I'm a duper. You guys are the doobies.
To entertain you.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
And to make you laugh. Seth and Colby will dissect the world as it is. Movies, meme culture, music, weird science.
We didn't have time to work out the minutiae of the plan.
And they'll bring it to you in a lovely package that will delight you and those closest to you. Now, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and attack helicopters, here are Seth and Colby.
Well, what's up, everybody?
Voila!
Welcome to the Seth and Colby Show. It is episode number 26.
26.
On October 1st.
Wow.
2017. I know, man, it's October. Remember we started this show in April? Does that feel right?
Look at your eyes right now.
It's been so long.
I just blew your mind.
that.
You legitimately didn't know that, did you?
I did not.
Yeah, we started this show in April, and it's August now.
October.
Yeah, August was 2 months ago.
77 degrees outside.
Yep, it is. It's hot, and it doesn't make any sense. It was really nice, like 9 a.m., though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but then I think at 11, it turned into summer.
That's how it is.
October 1st.
It's that, like, sweater weather morning, and then by the afternoon, you're burning.
Yep, that's exactly it. So, yep. Really happy, nice. happy time with climate, you know, burning and turning into mush around us. Fantastic.
We are mush.
But welcome, guys, to the Seth the Colby Show. We are live twice a week. Once on Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time, and another time on Sunday at 2 p.m. Central Time, which is this episode.
This one?
Yeah, you can watch both of them at twitch.tv/SethandColby. Follow us there. We do vodcasts a lot, so if you missed the live episode, you can watch it again on a replay. We also put the VOD episodes, the video on demand, up on our YouTube page, youtube.com/SethandColby. You can subscribe to us there, get highlights of the show and full episodes if you miss them live. And, of course, the audio version for you people, you Luddites back there who are still stuck in the Stone Ages, on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher.
Luddites?
Yeah, people who are afraid of technology. It doesn't really apply because a podcast is also technology, but I was really hoping you wouldn't bring attention to that.
What a word, man.
Yeah, man. So, the best thing you can do for the show, though, besides leave a 5-star review on the podcast provider of your choice, and besides follow us on Twitch and subscribe to us on YouTube, and follow us on Twitter @SethandColby, is to type !Foghorn into chat. Click the link, type a message. It'll interrupt the show with a super loud foghorn. And then we will read your message on air, interrupting anything we do. So you probably want to do that. I think you do. I think you should. So do it. Do it. So yeah, guys, today we got lots of stuff to talk about, lots of fun things. I'm kind of excited for today's show because it's kind of going to be all over the place. So let's fade out.
It's been an awesome show everywhere, over there, back here, over there.
Food it out.
Maybe we'll have another Sahara money drop situation come up.
Maybe,
you know. You never know.
It's not going to be very likely that, you know, genius will strike twice, you know. But,
you know, with that kind of level, if that's your genius level, I'm sure it will happen.
Oh, yeah. Sorry that my multi-million-dollar idea is not genius level enough for
it's
you,
It's not
Picasso.
Multi-million dollars. It just involves multi-million.
It's both. All right. Just like the greatest ideas, it's everything at once.
Oh, God.
Okay? Mm-hmm. All right. Don't hate. Appreciate.
I am hating and have no appreciation.
I know that. That's true. You hate everything about me.
The hate filled balloon.
All right.
Pop.
Hate filled balloon. That's a good image. All right, man. What do you want to talk about first?
The stuff.
Should we just click around or like
a random one?
I kind of want to save Oscars for later because I feel like that's going to be a big discussion.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this one. This is a good one right here. Look at this. Liam Neeson says he's unretired from action movies.
Well, that lasted, what, a week?
A week, maybe?
A week.
When looking at today's seemingly out-of-control politics, it may seem like the perfect time for a film about a miracle political scandal. On Tuesday, the Writers Guild Theater in Los Angeles became a buzzing hub of activity from the red carpet premiere of the new film Mark Felt, The Man Who Brought Down the White House, which Liam Neeson stars in.
Are you kidding me?
He is a whistleblower FBI agent who earned the nickname Deep Throat for leaking top-secret information and blah, 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 blah. Okay? Let's see. What?
So it's like a biopic about, like, actual the Deep Throat from Nixon?
Yeah.
Sounds cool.
But that's not the story, man.
That's not the movie either. That's not his action.
The story is, when asked about the recent news that he's retiring from action movie, Neeson laughingly said, "It's not true. Look at me. You're talking in the past tense. I'm going to be doing action movies until they bury me in the ground. I'm unretired."
What?
Yeah.
Why?
He said it a week ago, man.
He said it a week ago. The man has ADD. He's goes like, back and forth.
I think he must have been having a bad day or something.
Yeah, he's like, I'm tired of all the random people asking me about this is my Liam Neeson impression that I'm going to be in
this
action
movies.
This is
not a good Liam Neeson impression.
It's the best Liam Neeson you can ever get. Hello.
It's getting worse.
I am tired of your stupid...
I don't know. This is not anything like Liam Neeson.
Is it Russian? I don't know.
I think it was like
hints of everything.
Yeah,
in there.
A little bit Scottish, a little bit Russian.
I tried the Scottish.
A little bit.
Irish? Which one is he? I don't know.
I believe he's Irish. He's from Northern Ireland, I believe.
I don't know how to do accents.
He'd talk like Conor McGregor, but older and lower.
It doesn't work for me. There's some tongue action in there that you just can't
Russian
get.
Again. Russian and Scottish.
That was a good...
Russian?
Good,
Scottish?
Yes, that. Anyways, I'm unretired from this bullshit. People don't like me in action movies. They like me in action movies. I'm going to be in whatever they put me in.
Yeah, it's just so weird that it, like, I mean, literally, it's not like you said it 6 months ago.
Right.
Like, the only reason we're reading this on the show is because we covered it on the show, like, a week ago.
Yeah.
That he was retired.
That's insane.
And now he's like, no, I'm going to die doing action movies. That's my new goal.
He's probably just trolling everybody. He's not going to do it.
What if he re-retires in a week and then unretires?
Does it. Like yeah, on just a bi-weekly
keeps,
basis.
He's just always in the headlines.
Yeah,
every single time he comes out with a new movie, he retires, mm-hmm. and then when he's promoting like, a new movie, he unretires.
Oh, I'm
going to
be in other movies if you see this one. See this one, and I may be in other movies.
Yeah, this is my last action movie ever. Mm-hmm. And then he makes another action movie, right. And he's like, this is going to be my last. I'm serious this time. You know,
it's just
like when Brett Favre played for the Vikings or
he's
whatever.
He's just a liar for himself.
I mean.
Just getting the money.
We'd lie to make money.
Yes, we would.
Yeah.
We're great, and we help children.
We don't.
So donate to the show.
Yeah, 100% of your donations go to Feed the Aaron Fund. That's not true, because it's only 50%.
But yeah. But
the other 50% goes to the Feed the Kylo Fund.
Yep.
Ren. Dog food's expensive.
Ren.
I guarantee you spend more money on your dog's
Kylo
food
Ren's my pet.
Than I do on my son, because he lives off cereal, SpaghettiOs, and sandwiches. And that can't be more than $50 a month. Can't be.
Yeah, my dog food is $10 a bag for not that big a bag.
Yeah.
So I should stop buying him the fancy
you
stuff.
You should just stop buying
he
him food.
He doesn't deserve it.
Look, Kylo, you're going on a diet, all right? You get one corn kernel a day. And it better come out whole.
Oh, man. That'd be a way to stop him from pooping in my house.
That would. If you don't feed him, he can't
also
poop.
Also for him to stop living, but you know.
Yeah. You want to do some more rapid-fire movie stuff
yeah,
here?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Terminator 6, which we also talked about on this show, follow-up to another story, is going to be a Terminator 2 Judgment Day sequel. Apparently, Terminator 3, 4, and 5 exist now in an alternate universe that is much worse than the normal universe. Not really even much to read about that.
That makes sense.
Just, yeah, that makes a lot of sense, right?
Well, 3 was definitely weird.
Yes.
Because that's the one where, like, they just ran to a bunker and were tricked into going to a bunker.
Yeah, 3 was just bad, I think.
And then the whole world
exploded.
Because
that was, like, in, like, was that the late 90s, I feel like? Maybe early 2000s?
I think early 2000s,
but that's when they
yeah.
just made movies,
mm-hmm.
because people still went and saw movies whether they were right. good or not. And so, because I saw that one in theater with my grandma.
Yeah.
So that had to be, it had to be late 90s.
And then 4 is the one with Christian Bale.
Yes. And that one I thought was, I remember watching it. I thought that one was good.
I liked it. It was a good standalone movie. I don't think it really, like, with the, like, the plot or the
right, but if Christian Bale's in it, it's probably pretty good.
And Sam Worthington.
July 2nd, 2003 was Terminator 3.
There's another person's name in it that I don't remember at the moment, but.
I don't know.
I liked it. I don't
Christian
get
Bale,
it.
Sam Worthington are the only people that are mentioned in the synopsis. That was made in 2009, which doesn't seem that long ago, but that's 8 years ago.
That is quite a while ago. That's yeah. ridiculous.
And then Terminator 5. I think that actually goes to show that Terminator 3 is 15 years old, and I feel like we've had Terminator movies like every year. Like, I think that speaks to how little I
yes.
care about Terminator, because yeah. they haven't been that great.
No, but yeah, Christian Bale killed it for a while until 2015. How many years? That's six years. He killed it for 6 years.
Yeah.
Before they made another one.
Yeah.
And then they made the shittiest one.
Yeah. So that's weird how Hollywood works, where they're like, all right, we made kind of a bad one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's make one with Christian Bale, bring it back, and then, you know, people are like, all right, this isn't really Terminator. Like, I think that was the major feel, is that it wasn't a Terminator movie.
Yeah.
Because it was more like a war movie.
Right.
And so they're just like, all right, we're just going to let it sit for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, all right, let's make the worst one possible so we can reboot it. Like, I think that's what Hollywood logic is like. Like, if we make a really bad version,
God, it was
then
so
people
bad.
Will come to the reboot because they want to see a good version.
Yeah, I did not. Can't.
Ruined Khaleesi for you, right?
Yeah.
I don't.
I don't trust any movie that she's going to be in now.
Yeah,
from now on,
I remember that Khaleesi
got to stay in the Game of Thrones region.
Yeah, man. How about this one? Continuing on our rapid fire movie news, Sony sets a Men in Black spinoff for summer 2019. Going to be written by the Iron Man team, Holloway and Markham.
Spinoff or reboot?
It says spinoff. So, Men in Black are back. Sony Pictures' Fast Traffic spinoff and its billion-dollar Alien franchise. The studio today will stake out a May 17th, 2019 release date for an untitled film.
Hmm.
A script by Matt Holloway and Art Markham, the writers of Iron Man and Transformers, The Last Knight. Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones aren't expected to reprise, but the film acknowledges and builds on the world they inhabited. Holloway and Markham have scripted a contemporary sci-fi pic about the black-clad secret force that protects Earth from the alien scum of the universe, focusing on new characters, chasing villains that put the picture on more of a global scale than the two previous films. The ambition is akin to the way Jurassic World rebooted and expanded that franchise. What do you think, man?
Oh, just a whole bunch more shit.
I mean, Men in Black, I actually even liked Men in Black 2. Like, I might be an idiot. Or was it 3 that I liked? 3 was the one with Josh Brolin, right? Where he went back in time?
I think so, yeah.
Because 2, like, came out right after Men in Black. Like, wasn't it Men in Black, and then Men in Black 2, and then 15 years, and then Men in Black 3? That was it, right? Like, I even liked Men in Black 3.
Yeah, no.
It was all right.
I couldn't take rubber-faced Will Smith falling from the Chrysler building to go back in the time.
See, I guess I don't remember that part.
That's how he went back in time.
I don't know. I guess I have a soft spot for Will Smith shooting aliens, I guess. That might be it. Like, I might just like Will Smith being sassy and making fun of alien people.
I think we covered it on a show once.
Men in Black 3?
Uh-huh. Because, like, I explained the plot, and then I remembered that, like, Tommy Lee Jones was changed into becoming the father of Will Smith's character in the show. Mm. Like, he went back,
your memory's
died.
Better than mine.
Because of the alien that Tommy Jones was fighting?
I don't
farting.
Know. Farting? Farted on an alien? I don't know, dude.
And then...
I believe you, but I don't know.
It's the truth. It was...
Some show historian...
It's the truth!
...will go back and listen to our old episodes and be like,
damn.
Seth, you said that it was terrible back then. What are you doing? Changing your mind.
I don't think you had seen it. I saw it at the time.
Okay.
It's not... I did not give a good review.
Well, then I watched it, though, after you panned it.
Well... See, that shows you how good this dude listens to me.
Well, I don't remember.
Not very well.
It's more likely
like,
I forgot you said
it.
Things.
Don't even care.
It's more likely I forgot you said
things.
I mean, you don't have the greatest opinion on all movies.
I have the best.
Like,
movie
you have a really weird scale. Like, bad movies are good to you,
mm-hmm.
and then great movies are still great.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you like some movies that are bad, like Death Race.
The first one?
It's bad.
It was a good action one, man.
Dude, you describe the plot of Death Race, and you tell me that sounds worse or better than Sahara Money Drop. Let's hear it, man.
You pit criminals against each other to fight to the death for their freedom? Like,
uh-huh. How do they fight to the death for their freedom, man?
In gigantic cars. With guns on them. Sounds fucking awesome to me.
Yeah, it does. Does sound.
Manly stuff right
sounds,
there,
sounds
man.
Way more
cars,
plausible
guns,
than Sahara Money Drop.
Females.
Mm-hmm.
Boobs. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
See, that's 14-year-old you, or however you old you were when
that's
that movie
true.
Came out.
I haven't watched it, like, since. And it had a good soundtrack.
That's also, like, 16-year-old you. Used to download iTunes soundtrack. I remember
true.
You just playing the Iron Man soundtrack on a loop for a while.
What was the one? Oh, I bought Borat soundtrack.
Yeah, well, that's
great.
And that
was the worst
decision.
Well, that's, like, the only song I should have bought. But I don't know if I could have bought them individually. And so I was like, well, I want that one. So I bought the whole album.
And I just had the MP3 I could have just given you.
Yeah, it was fantastic because, yeah, I like to just randomly shuffle my entire iTunes library. And it comes up with random...
That was pretty good.
It was one of the songs, man.
That's going to be a ringtone for download
perfect
on our website right there.
That would be amazing. That should be a thing.
But, yeah, man, I guess I don't care. I mean, I guess it depends on who's in it. Like, if they get some cool people to be in it, then I'll be like, all right.
If they make it less kiddy. Like, I'm fine with it being a little kiddy and not, like, Dark Knight kind of realistic, but... I just never felt like all these aliens could definitely end their lives.
I don't know. I think it really depends on the people that make it. Because, like, the guy who made the thing, Barry Sonnenfeld, like, that's kind of his deal. It's kind of like ridiculousness as a movie. Supposed to be taken seriously, but it's ridiculous. It's far. Like, he made Pushing Daisies, which is about the guy who could bring people back to life, but then he'd kill them if he touched them again. And, like, he made the one with Kevin Spacey as the cat. Which is just ridiculous, you know? Like, he makes some ridiculous stuff, you know? That's his thing. And I think he did come back for the third Men in Black. I think he did make that.
Well, that would make sense because
I think
they
did.
Were like, I got a good idea. Let's stretch Will Smith's face.
Hey, man, some people probably thought that was
I got some bad things. Also, just side note, Rogue One, fantastic movie.
Uh-huh.
Except for one scene.
What's that?
Bogalit or whatever that fucking tentacle ass weird mind reading.
Oh, you don't like the mind reading, dude?
That is a scene you could have left out.
I just assumed that tied into Star Wars Rebels animated series.
I don't know.
Because isn't the guy, Forrest Whitaker's character in that animated series?
Saul Guerrera.
Yeah, so I just assumed the alien was as well.
I don't think he was a big part of it.
No.
He's just, there was cameos of it.
Well, that's why I feel like it was fan service.
Because like
the six people who watched that movie that also watched the animated series were like, there's the alien!
Really?
I think so. That's what I always assumed. I have no idea. I just assumed that.
Just for people that don't watch cartoons.
I didn't really get it because, like, he's supposed to mess with your mind, and then by the end of the movie, the TIE fighter pilot is like, "Hey, okay,
yeah, he's fine." It didn't do anything. Yeah, it's only temporary mind screwage.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Weirdest scene in a Star Wars movie I've ever seen.
Pretty weird.
Ever seen.
But the rest of the movie, 100% good.
Cheers.
Way better than The Force Awakens. Mm-hmm. Way better.
Why is that lightsaber fight, man? Can't get over that.
I don't know, man. That lightsaber fight in with Darth Vader boarding that ship, dude.
It's not even a lightsaber fight. It's a lightsaber massacre.
Yeah, that's why it's great. That's what lightsabers would really be like. There's if you had a laser sword that was weightless and could melt things with fire.
There's a hole that I watched. It was like I watched some video about how Rogue One ruined A New Hope.
Okay. How?
Because as soon as Vader boards the Tantive whatever the hell and then finds Leia, she's like, I'm on a intergalactic diplomatic mission to Alderaan on a peace accord.
Right.
And he, at the time when you saw that, you don't know if that's actually what she was doing or she's not doing that.
Okay.
And then Vader's just like, you are part of the Rebel Alliance, and we're going to torture you to figure out whether or not you're actually doing that or not.
Right.
And then at the end of Rogue One, he literally sees her ship leave his ship with the Death Star plans. So it's just like, why even lie in that situation? He just fucking saw you leave with the plans.
Okay, so what you're saying to me is that a lifelong politician wouldn't lie to the face of someone who knew better.
Not when they were they just watched their ship leave. Like, no, that is not an appropriate time to lie,
Donald,
because your success percentage is zero because he just saw you leave.
Donald Trump was saying that the mayor of San Juan, Puerto Rico wasn't contributing. On the same day, there was a photo of her wading through waist-deep water delivering supplies to people.
And life imitates art, man. When we make this shit, we get shitty realities. Donald Trump is Darth Vader.
No, because Darth Vader had a redemption arc.
Yeah.
he's more like Emperor Palpatine, but dumb.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. Well,
I just want a side fact.
Yeah. Can we talk about this, though?
Yes.
I really want to watch this.
Yeah, is this?
This is on Netflix's website. Like, you can pull it up in the app, okay? I'm probably going to have to sign in to watch it, actually.
Oh, so, no.
I didn't think this through.
Oh, no. Look at you typing all slow. Slowest typer in the world. Can't do anything. Typed his password wrong. Now we gotta wait longer. What is the password? He doesn't even know.
This is awkward. Oh, I forgot what I typed.
Oh. Is that the crown? That lady right there?
Yep.
You're doing good, bro.
Is my caps lock on?
You're doing real well here with the typing. God, now you've locked yourself out.
I swear to God, this is... We were having technical difficulties.
Oh, this is too good.
I do a text message. I'll send you instructions.
Now he's doing his forgot password on a live internet show.
Hey, man,
great.
Don't judge me, dude.
You're really good at knowing your own password.
Hey, you gotta fill time while I do this, man.
I have been trying. I've had to fill too much time.
Can I change it to what I wanted?
I should have told the Star Wars shit when you were trying to figure this out, because that's all I got.
Yeah, I agree.
It's all I got.
All right, password has been changed.
Has it? Has it?
Let's try this again.
Good Lord.
Hey, we got it, man.
Hey, wow.
We did it, man.
Magic.
We done did it. All right, now I got to go back to, sure, save that password so I don't ever have to do that again. History.
It's not even near.
Here we go.
There it is.
I'm watching. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Boom. Example show, okay? It just says example show. 2011, not rated, two seasons, an example of a show, 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 an example of a show is the description of the show. Okay. Starring, actress, actor. Director is Test. Creator is creator. Cool. And genre is TV show.
Sweet.
All right, so let's go ahead and check out the first episode. There's actually two episodes, but it's the same episode. So the subtitles just say, there's no crying in baseball. With a time lapse of the sky, of what sounds like some type of fountain, maybe?
Probably.
So this is literally just says, there's no crying in baseball. Oh, there, now we're fading into the fountain. Literally watching a fountain. I think this is at Netflix headquarters.
That would make sense.
Yeah. Just looking at a fountain right now.
This
the subtitles
so...
still say, there's no crying in baseball.
It's like, what's that? ADR, something like that? Where you just like... You just hear things, like, really close up.
I think they're testing, like, I'm guessing that this, like, shows their compression quality, because, like, it shows, like, water dripping, you know, and, like, how good a quality is. Like, that's the only thing I could guess, right? Like, now it's, like, super zoomed in close.
Super zoomed in.
I don't know, man. This fountain kind of drives me crazy, because,
yeah.
Like...
I mean, I could go to sleep. This is, like,
it's
one
really
of those,
relaxing,
those, right? Those sounds that just play.
We've got 10 minutes left. Let's
my God.
Oh, at some point, someone is going to put their hand in the fountain. Look at that.
Look at all that water.
I mean, that's got to be what it's showing, right? Is like, how good is our compression, right?
Right.
It's got to be that. It's got to be that. Okay, let's skip forward. Okay, now we got like... Oh, okay, here... Oh, here's a dude running. It's just a man running.
And yet still just the sound of the fountain.
Yeah.
And is that just like him like...
Oh, he did a somersault, dude. That is... Or cartwheel.
And leaves.
Cartwheel. Oh,
like
and
that.
Then a somersault. Oh, now he is moonwalking backwards while holding a laptop.
Very poor moonwalk. This is actually how you don't... Oh, there he goes. A little bit.
I mean, there's got to be some performance anxiety happening, right?
Oh, for sure. And also, you know, whatever he's doing on his laptop, I'm sure is distracting. What a dummy.
Oh, now there's a model train going around the tracks. What are we watching right now?
Why is the fountain going?
I don't know.
Turn the fountain off. It's not even there anymore.
Well, why is there's no crying in baseball still the subtitle?
I don't know.
What does a model train with penguins riding in it have to do with anything?
Why do Netflix have a model train with penguins in it?
Yes, that had to go on someone's expense report, right?
Right.
Like, I got a model train with penguins in it. Why'd you
get
that?
And now it's just, like, cut and looping.
Yeah.
Because it's not even going fully around the track.
No, there's no way.
As soon as it leaves, it's right back on.
Now we got some beautiful flowers.
Oh, look at the color. Look at the color.
I mean, the colors are nice.
Look at the color.
I mean, you can't deny that it looks good. It does look good. You can't deny that.
They probably have a red dragon for this.
Probably.
$50,000 camera. Like, let's go out and shoot some random stuff.
Let's see. Does it show, like, what... What about Spanish? Oh, what if I change the audio to Spanish? What happens then, man?
Tornado con los lazos.
Oh, God, no. What the hell?
Estúpidos pedazos de pedernal.
Why?
Cosas insensibles.
Why is it in Spanish now?
Ingratos hijos de Roma.
The whole audio track is Spanish.
Is this what a fountain converted over into Spanish sounds like?
Torres y ventanas, sí.
This is how you say fountain in Spanish.
Apparently, this is fountain speak. Translated into Spanish.
What's the subtitles look like in Spanish?
Y apenas veáis aparecer su
carro. Now we've got a moon rising.
En una exclamación tan estruendosa.
Okay, let's go back to English. Is it still a fountain noise? Because it'd be wildly inappropriate if the moon is rising on a dark night with a fountain playing in the background. But that's exactly what we're watching here.
What it is, man.
So, see, they're doing right now what HBO should do, which is test the black compression.
Because
HBO blows at it.
Yes,
and this
do.
Looks great right here. Looks pretty good. It's a beautiful moon. Oh. The
About
fountain's gone, dude!
Damn time.
So now they've got to be testing audio sync, audio video sync, you know, where the ball is bouncing and the sound happens as the ball is bouncing, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a good way for us to test our stream, too. You know, we'll hear the sound as it bounces.
Oh, now it's back.
Oh, but the subtitles now say water running. So we got that going for us. He messed up. He left in part of his messing up. Like, now we're just watching a man juggle. This is the same moonwalking guy, right?
Yeah, it is.
So he's juggling a volleyball, a soccer ball, and what looks to be an apple?
Yeah.
He's just he's a very talented intern, or whatever he is. Moonwalking. Oh, it's a tether ball. Because now the tether ball is just swinging back and forth.
So it's just motion.
Yeah, it's got to be it. Showing motion. Because the water wasn't enough to test motion, right?
Right. There's another test.
Okay.
This is the weirdest thing ever. Why would you put this on the internet for people to see?
Let's skip ahead. Okay.
Wherefore rejoice? What conquest brings he home? What tributaries follow him to Rome to grace in captive bonds his chariot wheels?
Is this Shakespeare?
You blocks.
It's gotta be right.
You stones. You worse than senseless things. Oh, you hard hearts, you cruel men of Rome, know you not Pompey?
Okay, many so this guy is an intern who just has access to the back end of Netflix. I'm going to put in some of my random footage as well as my acting reel and then just be like, here it is, people, go to it. Take a look.
When you saw his chariot but appear, have you not?
I mean, he's pretty good at quoting Shakespeare,
though. That all of Tiber trembled beneath her banks to hear the replications of your sounds made in her concave shores? And do you now put on your best attire?
You need to tone
do
it down.
Do you now come out of hunger?
Okay, that was great. That was great. Let's try it one time where you're not really angry at the camera.
I mean,
be
gone. You're explaining it to a man who was juggling and moonwalking 5 minutes
pray
ago.
Pray to the gods to intermit this plague that needs but slight on this ingratitude.
I mean,
look at his eyes, dude. He's angry.
Unless he's reading it, that's pretty impressive that he memorized all that.
He's
crap,
definitely reading it. Now he's just pumping his lips. Oh, now he's clicking his tongue. This does not work right after Shakespeare, just for the record. It is not appropriate.
This is the weirdest combination of random crap you can ever do. Your Netflix, the top streaming website in the world, and this is your example content.
Remember, this is on Netflix. Like, we didn't pull up anything special or anything like that. It's literally just a show on Netflix that you can go and watch on your television if you want.
That's just disgusting.
That was it. All right, you ready to watch episode 2, man?
Really? No, I'm not.
Season 2, episode 2. Here we go, dude. It's the same thing. Is the whole thing the same?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be the exact same episode. Oh, no, this one has tests at the end. We just got a white circle on a black background. Okay.
Here's your dynamic range.
And then we were going to have color bars.
We're TV.
Like, why color bars?
Dude.
Oh, and then we've got, what is that?
Some sort of grid.
Oh, and then black.
And then black.
Oh, now we got like a gradient grayscale. Let's see. What about in Spanish? Nope. Oh, this one only has audio for English, though. Yeah, honestly, that was the weirdest thing probably about this whole ordeal was that it had weird Spanish subtitles.
Yeah. That was the weirdest part.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was literally a translation from the alien speak of a water fountain.
Do you think that maybe he was quoting that Shakespeare but in Spanish?
Probably not.
I mean, the man is multilingual. He can moonwalk. He can juggle. He can quote Shakespeare.
That dude better be the
CEO.
He can
pop his mouth. He can click his tongue. He can set up a model train with penguins riding in it. Like, what was that, dude?
Dude, oh, my brain hurts because I don't like what I just saw.
What was that?
It was the weirdest thing ever. This is the weirdest compilation.
Like, is that seriously how a multi-billion-dollar video company tests the quality of their video? Is by that?
And then they're like, here it is. If you ever want to look at it, it's available to the public because of reasons.
That's so weird, man. Well, there you go, guys. That is the Netflix test video. Enjoy it on your own time.
Example show. It's the best show ever. Example show. If you like fountains and weird people quoting Shakespeare and random
I
want to
give a big shout-out to the director, Test.
And creator.
Yep, you guys did a good job.
Actor, actress, they were really good.
They were both good. There was actually no actress.
No,
in that
there was not.
Just an actor. But all right, let's talk about the Oscar predictions, man.
All right.
The 90th Oscars are coming up.
That's stupid.
This guy right here, Scott Feinberg, has been predicting the Oscar nominations for years. And okay. He's highly accurate at it, okay? Uh-huh. He's going to give his 13 predictions, or his categories for or predictions for 13 categories for the 90th Oscars.
Gotcha.
Okay? So... This is their caveat, you know. It says, like, if the Oscar nominations ended today, this is how they would be, all right? And this is what he's saying. So, Oscars, here we go. The front runners for Best Picture, Dunkirk, okay? Shape of the Water.
Never saw it.
Darkest Hour.
Never saw it.
The Florida Project.
Never saw it.
Lady Bird.
Never saw it.
Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Never saw it.
Get Out.
No, I didn't see it, but I recognize it.
Battle of the Sexes.
Never saw it.
Call Me by Your Name.
Never saw it.
The Big Six.
The Big Sick, huh? Yep. For Best
Picture, yeah.
Picture?
Yeah. So that's what he would say. Those are the 10 movies that would get nominated. Now, he does have caveats here. So, like, major threats. Detroit could make it. Molly's Game. Okja, which is on Netflix. I, Tonya. Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman.
War for the Planet of the Apes.
What?
Major threats.
What?
Well, he's saying they're threats. Like, if it's a, like a wild card, it could happen. Like, you could see Wonder Woman in the shed.
Wild
the Big
card,
Six.
Bitches!
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why they're not in the locks, because he doesn't think Wonder Woman would actually make it.
Hey, guess which one's going to win?
Which one's going to win, man?
Fucking Dunkirk.
Yeah? You think so? I don't think so. Well... Okay, well, hold on.
Better not be Wonder
Let's finish
Woman.
The list, all right? Possibilities,
or
Mudbound,
Planet of the Apes.
Wind River, Downsizing, Breathe, Roman J. Israel Esquire, The Current War, First They Killed My Father.
Downsizing? Really?
And then Long Shots or Mother, Victoria and Abdul, Stronger, Baby Driver, Wonderstruck, Marshall, Thank You for Your Service, and Crown Heights. And then movies that are still to come that could be nominated but no one's seen yet are The 517 to Paris, All the Money in the World, Blade Runner 2049, The Greatest Showman, The Last Flag Flying, The Meyerowitz Stories, New and Selected, Phantom Thread, The Post, Star Wars The Last Jedi, and Wonder Wheel. So those are all the movies that are being considered.
That's
a
way
hit.
Too many.
Well, yeah, I agree. So let's just focus on the front runners, all right? I've only seen one of those movies, Dunkirk.
Yep. I've seen the two.
Which one have you, what else have you seen?
Big Sick.
Okay, see, I haven't seen The Big Sick either. That's The Big Sick, Battle of the Sexes, Get Out, and Dunkirk are the only movies I've even heard of on this list. Hey, what's up? What's up, man?
How's it going, chat?
What's up, chat? So,
okay. Girl, guy, girl, whoever.
But, like, that's how the Oscars always are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've never heard of any of the movies that have been nominated.
Right, mainly, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So...
The Big Sick, I don't get why it's on there. Like, everybody's like, it's a revolutionary comedy. It was the standard plot and twist of comedy, except just a story that I guess hadn't really been told. Like, I think mainly one of the things is that it sheds light on Muslims, kind of.
Okay.
And, like, how they, like, have to marry inside their religion, or if they're not, and they could be shunned from their family.
So
that
makes
like
it an untraditional than romantic comedy.
Mm-hmm. It was. Does it
make it big picture, best picture worthy?
No.
Probably not, huh?
I mean, the Camille guy, great, but.
What are your guys' thoughts on VR? We like it. We talk about it a lot on the show.
Yeah. Super awesome.
Yeah, we like it.
Give it to me.
All right, best director. Okay, front runners. Now, there's only five for best directors.
Who
okay?
is it? Is that Christopher Nolan?
Christopher Nolan for Dunkirk. Guillermo del Toro for The Shape of the Water.
Okay.
Joe Wright for Darkest Hour. Jordan Peele for Get Out. And Greta Gerwig for Lady Bird.
Wow. If Jordan Peele gets an Oscar nom for
Get
Out.
That'd be huge, wouldn't it?
That would be huge. I never saw Get Out, mainly because I don't like scary movies, but I don't think it's a scary movie, really.
I don't know.
It'd be scary for the black man in the movie, I feel like. Because I think the whole plot is he's surrounded by white people that want to kill him or something like that.
Okay. Well, I know it was like very racially divisive and people got very mad or whatever because of that. But
I don't really... Yeah, I don't know the plot. So
no, I don't know either. They also say major threats. Patty Jenkins for Wonder Woman. Sean Baker for The Florida Project. Aaron Sorkin for Molly's Game. Catherine Bigelow for Detroit, Alexander Payne for Downsizing, Bong Joon-ho for Okja, and Martin McDonagh for Three Billboards Outside Albany, Missouri. Again, don't really know any of these
people.
Yeah,
I mean, the only one that I know that I've seen is Downsizing.
Well, and Wonder Woman.
And Wonder Woman.
Yeah, you've seen Wonder Woman.
And, well, I know what Detroit is. Downsizing, I don't think even is out yet, though.
It's just crazy to me that, like, Aaron Sorkin, Kathryn Bigelow are, like, both down here.
Yeah.
But then, like, Dunkirk gets nominated, or, like, Get Out gets nominated.
And is this, what is this, best screenplay?
This is for director.
Oh, okay.
This is best director. And that's weird to me, because, like, I think the Oscars, like, this seems more political than it is based on good writing. Mm-hmm. Like, and I haven't seen Molly's Game, which is by Aaron Sorkin, or Get Out by Jordan Peele.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I feel like Aaron Sorkin's movie has got to be better than Get Out.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, you would think.
And Aaron Sorkin, this is for director. So this is also Aaron Sorkin's directorial debut, just like it's Jordan Peele's directorial debut. So my manly whiteness would suggest that Get Out might be nominated because he's not white.
Right. Yeah, diversity is a big thing.
Right, which is fine, but it's just like
Emmys or whatever. Like, this is the most diverse Emmys ever.
Right.
Which is fantastic.
Well, wasn't the Oscars last year about the diversity being the problem? Wasn't that last year's Oscar? You laugh at a chat? If you guys were to make a movie, what would be the plot? Listen to me, man.
Listen to
me. I got something for you.
Oh, all God. Right?
It's called Sahara Money Drop.
YouTube.com/Seth and Colby.
Yeah, go
look
there.
It up.
Go there.
It's the best movie
it's
plot
best
ever.
It's the best movie plot ever. We literally talked about it 4 days ago on a Thursday episode. It's
That's
beautiful.
Just funny you mentioned that.
Yep. But. And you're going to love it. It's gonna be the best movie idea you've ever heard.
It's not. No, it's not. It's definitely not.
No, I'm not even showing him. But look at me. It's gonna be the best.
It's definitely not gonna be.
It will be.
It's the worst idea ever.
It's gonna be the best idea.
But
ever.
You asked, so yeah, you get it.
Yep. It's gonna be great. Sahara Money Drop. All right. And man shoots a rocket into the sky. Shoots a rocket in. Don't change the subject. The man wants to hear about Sahara Money Drop. All right. Rob money comes raining down. Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Kevin Hart, I almost said Kevin Love, run into the desert, collect the money, okay? It's going to be the whole thing. Go watch it.
Go watch it.
Go watch it. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy.
What is the blurb?
That's the blurb.
Oh, okay.
That's the blurb. I just told him.
That makes sense.
Matthew McConaughey, Woody Harrelson, the bad guys, all right? They own a corporation that's sponsoring the money drop, okay? Woody Harrelson offers up the company as a prize for the person who collects the most money. Okay, Matthew McConaughey doesn't like that. There's drama there. Okay,
it's great.
It's the greatest movie of all time.
Oh yeah, Long Shot. Screw it. Best actor. Who is it?
Best actor.
What
all
is
right.
The Darkest Hour? That looks like a biopic of some
sort. Should we look at it?
Yeah,
let's look.
Got to
it
be like. Right. I don't know, but it looks like.
It's definitely not that.
Definitely not that
it's
one.
It's definitely not that
I
one.
I remember that crap.
It has 3 stars on IMDb. Oh, okay, that's the one where Gary Oldman plays Winston Churchill.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So it came out at Telluride Film Festival on September 1st, so like it just came out, basically.
Gotcha.
Okay, so that's what that is. So that would explain this next part. Gary Oldman, frontrunner, The Darkest Hour. Denzel Washington for Robin J. Israel, or Israel Esquire. Timothy Chalamet, Call Me By Your Name. Jake Gyllenhaal from Stronger. And Robert Pattinson for Good Time. This movie where, you know, Funnel the dog. Robert Pattinson, though, dude, getting nominated for an Oscar.
What is this crap?
Major threats: James Franco for Disaster Artist, Andrew Garfield for Breathe, Jeremy Renner for Wind River, Matt Damon for Downsizing, Benedict Cumberbatch for the Current War, and Richard Gere, Norman, The Moderate Rise and Tragic Fall of a Fixer. Do you guys have a link for the movie? Yeah, man. Just go to youtube.com/Seth and Colby. It should be right there. Look at this. YouTube.com/Seth and Colby. Right here.
Promotion, self-promotion.
Yeah, it's because it's the best. All right, and just go to videos right here. And I'll load it up. And let's see. Best movie idea ever. Sahara Money Drop. Right here. Boom. Boom. We've got to change your life. It's going to change your life. It's going to change your life. So, I don't know, man. The more I read about this list, the more I feel like it's totally made up.
Right.
But
right.
Then again, oh, we haven't seen any of these movies,
of
so do we know?
Most of these movies sound made up because, one, they don't get near any marketing budget as any major blockbuster.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And so then the blockbusters, they're the only ones we know of. And then Call Me By Your Name. What the hell is that?
I don't know.
Denzel had a movie? Roman J. Israel Esquire? What? Where's that? Where was that from anything?
Yeah, see, I don't know what these are. I just don't know, man. A best actress. Jessica Chastain for Molly's Game. Frances McDormand for 3 Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Saoirse Ronan for Lady Bird, Sally Hawkins for The Shape of the Water, and Margot Robbie for I, Tonya.
Margot Robbie had a movie? What?
Yeah, I know. So it makes me wonder, like, are we just not watching good movies this year?
Apparently. Like, these are, like, amazing, and we're stuck in the trenches with Transformers the last night.
Is that
night.
The problem?
Apparently.
Like, how many of these movies are... Well, first of all, how many of these movies haven't been released yet, but they're, like, The Darkest Hour, and they're only out at festivals?
Maybe.
That could be part of it. Second of all, how many of these movies are on Netflix, Amazon, Hulu? They're digital movies that we don't know exist because we don't see them when we look up showtimes. Because I'm sure there's some of that happening, right?
I would think so. Like, I'm going to pull up what's in the Warren right now, and we're going to see.
Well, it ain't none of these.
These damn movies are in there.
It ain't none of these.
Stupid Warren. Sorry. Regal. Regal.
Oh, man.
Have they changed the signs yet? They're not going to, right?
I doubt it.
That's
so
dumb.
But yeah, man. Like they put... Gal Gadot in Possibilities for Wonder Woman.
Right.
They put Helen Mirren in Long Shots. They put Nicole Kidman in Long Shots. They put Still to Come. Like
Battle
people
of the Sexes is in there. That's an Emma Stone, Steve Carell movie.
Right. That's about the tennis match. Like back in the day.
Yeah, that's right.
Right. When I first heard about that movie, I thought it was a bad radio movie about a bad radio bit. And then I actually heard about it. I was like, okay, that makes me feel better for Steve Carell. Like, I thought it was really going to be, like, you know, the board game, Battle of the Sexes, as a movie. But that movie might actually be good.
Wind River, Mother. Oh, that's the scary movie.
Well, that's the Darren Aronofsky movie, right? That's
Jennifer
really,
Lawrence,
really
Javier
weird.
Bardem.
Yeah. It's supposed to be really weird.
It looked really weird. I saw trailers. It looked terrifying. Dunkirk is still playing?
It's probably at the Palace.
No! This is that Warren.
Well, that's stupid. Well, that shows you then how many movies there are that we don't.
I mean,
that
give
are
it, there's
out.
Only two showtimes, but that came out in July.
Yeah, it's a long time been out there. Okay, best supporting actress: Allison Janney for I, Tonya, Laurie Metcalf for Lady Bird, Holly Hunter for The Big Sick, Mary J. Blige for Mudhound, Alexandra Riseborough for Battle of the Sexes. Major threats: Melissa Leo for Navigate. Or Novatate. Hong Chan for Downsizing. Bria Venate for Florida Project. Kristen Scott Thomas for Doctor's Hour. Claire Foy for Breathe. I don't know most of these movies, man.
No.
I really don't. I really don't.
Give it to Carrie Fisher.
Best adapted screenplay. Frontrunners: Call Me By Your Name, James Ivory. Molly's Game, Aaron Sorkin. Mudhound, Dee Reese and Virgil Williams. First They Killed My Father, Angelina Jolie and Leung Ung. And Wonder Woman, John Fuchs, Alan Heinberg and Zack Snyder. Major threats is War of the Planet of the Apes, The Beguiled and The Disaster Artist.
Oh, I wonder why Dunkirk's not on there. Maybe because it had like five lines.
No, because this is adapted screenplay.
Uh-huh.
Let's go down just to wait. Best original screenplay.
Oh, great.
Shape of the Water, Guillermo del Toro, Lady Bird, Greta Gerwig, Get Out, Jordan Peele, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, Martin McDonough, and Darkest Hour, Anthony McCarten. Dunkirk is in a major threat, along with The Big Sick, The Florida Project, Okja, Downsizing, and Detroit.
Ridiculous. I don't know who should win. None of these, because I don't know any of them.
Best animated feature: Coco, The Breadwinner, Bird Boy, Ferdinand, and Loving Vincent. Like, this is the only one where, like, Pixar is going to just destroy here, right? Like, there's no chance. Like, how do things like The Breadwinner and Bird Boy end up in here when... Like,
what
the Lego Batman movie
kids,
doesn't,
man.
You know?
What even is that?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like, how does this anime movie we've never heard of beat the Lego Batman movie? The
Boss Baby should win, though.
Yet the Boss Baby's not even nominated, according to this
list. It's Major Threats.
Major Threats, yeah, man. Boss Baby.
Alec Baldwin, man.
I don't know. I mean, maybe kids is the best analogy to how this whole thing works.
Yeah.
Because... The kids movie we've all heard of because of, like, merchandising.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've heard of the Boss Baby because you can literally buy stuffed Boss Babies. Whoa. So this is kind of, like, proof that, like, the Oscars doesn't care about popularity.
Mm-hmm.
Because Boss Baby would be nominated no matter what. Right. Cars 3 would be nominated no matter what. So it's not based on popularity.
Did two Lego movies come out? Both Ninjago?
Yeah, Ninjago and just
Batman
came out.
I'm
actually going to go see that on Wednesday, so...
They must be able to crank that stuff out.
They
like,
got well.
Like
I mean, once that. They make Lego assets, like mm-hmm. it's got to be pretty easy.
Right,
just, like,
and then it's just render time.
Right, got to be that, huh? But yeah, so best documentary, don't really care about documentaries. Yeah, best foreign language, don't really care about that. Best original score, Dunkirk, Hans Zimmer. Darkest Hour, Dario Marinelli. The Shape of the Water, Alexandre Desplat. Detroit, James Newton Howard. And War for the Planet of the Apes, Michael Giacchino. Sure.
Sure.
I mean, Hans Zimmer's Dunkirk score is... We literally could get nominated for an Oscar for that.
Seriously.
If we get flagged for copyright or something because of that, I'm going to be so mad. Because that's literally what it is. It's literally what it is.
Oh, God.
Best original song. Okay, I like it. Slight twist. What if it wasn't money? It was a one-time use cure for any disease. Those racing for the loved ones all with their own backstory.
You just made it better.
Permaban, dude. Get out of here with your good ideas, all right? No one's allowed to have better ideas than me. You'll have better ideas than us if you follow us.
Okay.
So that's what I would say.
I'm sure it's apparent that it was not a serious movie idea.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a comedy,
man. It might
man.
Be to this man, but
Kevin Hart's
I don't
in
think
it.
It's a serious movie idea.
It's seriously good and seriously going to
but
get
you
made.
You actually came up with an actual movie
yeah,
idea.
Yeah, that's way better. Yeah.
Should go and make that.
Yeah.
And then
he'll
give
fund
us
it.
Credit.
He's rich.
I'm not.
He said he's going to quit it. You heard it. He's going to quit his job to make this movie. Because he lost the bet.
I said I should.
No, you said you laid a bet you lost. Don't welch.
I didn't do that. No.
You did that.
I didn't do that.
You did that. You did that. You did that.
I didn't do that.
All right, don't care. Okay, so that's it. That's it, man.
God, that was all bad. I'm not going to watch. I don't care.
That's what worries me. Is that like,
be Dunkirk.
I really like the Oscars, but I feel super out of touch with movies this year.
I have not cared. Because the Emmys came out, and I was like,
"But I do care."
Don't want to watch
like TV.
Them.
I felt pretty into it. I knew most of the stuff that was nominated and how good it was and what it was about.
Right.
Half these movies I haven't even heard of, let alone won't know what they're about.
Yeah.
Is that me or are movies getting weirder?
I think movies are definitely getting weirder.
Like, is the Oscars just care less about big budget movies now? Is that what it is?
Yes, for sure. They've never cared about big-budget movies.
But big-budget movies, so do people just not care about good movies then? Is that it?
Right, yeah. They just want to be thrown into a world of robots killing other robots.
Yeah.
And not be reminded of PTSD from actual war.
I feel like that's what's happening,
or
man.
Or whatever any of the other damn movies are on that list, because I don't know one of them.
You know Dunkirk.
I know one of them.
Yeah.
End of list.
It's sad, man. It makes
me
sad.
We should watch him, I guess, and see, but, you know, who's got the time for that?
Well, just kind of segue here. Should games be up against films at the Oscars? Are they too different from animations? Games? Dude, some games are better than Oscars. Some games are better than movies. All right. Like The Witcher 3, Wild Hunt. All right. The Last of Us. Better. Better than movies. Better than a lot of movies I've seen. And it's not fair for them to be relegated.
Yeah, they don't have awards for games.
They do.
They
have award shows, but it's the game award shows, in my opinion, work like the Oscars should.
Yeah.
And games should work like the Oscars do. Okay? Game award shows feel pretty much completely based on popularity.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
And the Oscars don't.
Right.
They're completely based on artistical, is that a word, merit.
Sure.
And I feel like video games should be completely based on their artistical merit, which is definitely not a word now that I've said it twice. And the Oscars
artistic
should be based on
merit,
things that people have seen, at least.
I think you just add a cold.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm adding AL
to
the end of this.
Yeah. Yeah, you got it. But.
Yeah. But, yeah, man. Because, like, it feels cheap, like, to have best writing go to a game like The Last of Us, but then have Call of Duty also be nominated.
Right.
Like, no offense against Call of Duty. I mean, lots of people love it. It's just like, you can't compare the
different.
Two. Yeah, it's like having Boss Baby in the same category as,
different.
I mean, even Dunkirk.
Yeah.
Like, they shouldn't be
considered. They're the same film.
Right.
You could watch either, and the plot would be
right.
the same.
Like, what is the big video game awards? Is the DICE Awards, is that them? Is that the big one? Yeah, I think the DICE Awards are the big ones.
I'm dying.
Yeah, 20th Annual DICE Award results right here, dude. Just
DICE,
for example.
Huh?
DICE, okay.
DICE.
Okay, so right here, Overwatch wins Game of the Year at 20th Annual DICE Awards. I love Overwatch. All right, I stream Overwatch all the time. I love Overwatch. Game of the Year? I don't know, man. Let's see. Game of the Year nominees. That doesn't say nominees. It's literally just winners. So Inside won for achievement in game design. Overwatch won for immersive reality technical achievement. No. There's got to be better, more immersive games out there. Pokemon Go, handheld game of the year. You know, Overwatch, strategy simulation game of the year.
Yeah. It's somewhat strategy based.
It's not the best one of the year.
No.
It's the most popular one by far. Sports game of the year.
The best one.
Steep. You know what Steep is?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you don't. RP, role playing massively multiplayer game of the year, Dark Souls 3. Like, I mean, like, again, a lot of these are just, they're popular.
Fodder.
That's why they're there.
Cannon
like,
fodder.
It feels like it's for publicity.
Like the mass is on fire.
Like, Blizzard slips dice, you know, here's $50,000 so we can put your Game of the Year award on our box this year. Like, that's what it feels like. Yeah. It's kind of rigged.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I mean, there's no proof of that. That's just how I feel about it.
But everything's rigged, man.
I don't think games should be grouped with Oscars or television or anything like that, because I feel they're deserving enough of their own award show. Mm-hmm. I just wish their award shows were taken more seriously.
Yes.
That's what I really want.
And not just, like, give us money and we'll put your name at the top of the list.
Yeah, or let's make a bunch of jokes about, gamers are, you know, if Mario likes to jump. Like, let's not do that, you know, for 3 hours. Like,
let's actually treat
it like a serious art form.
I mean, it is now.
It is,
like,
yeah!
Come on.
Like, the person who wrote The Last of Us and is writing The Last of Us 2 wrote Westworld, which was nominated for best television drama.
Right.
All right? That is best picture quality.
And just matter of, it's a story.
Right.
Whatever medium it's in, it should be based on how good the story is.
Right. But and you can't compare, in my opinion, things like Overwatch, which, again, great game. Love Overwatch. You just can't compare it to things like Uncharted 4.
Right. Because it's just like, hey, we're going to get this car from point A to point B.
Right. Yeah, really. Yeah. I mean, it's a fun video game, but then again, how do you qualify fun as a part of the video game?
Right.
Because there's a lot of people out there who don't like Last of Us
and
Uncharted.
There should be like different categories.
Because they feel like
best story game.
They aren't good games, they're good stories.
Best repeat playing games.
Like Firewatch, like, you know that game? Like you watch PewDiePie play. You watched him play. Like Firewatch is just destroyed by a lot of people for being a walking simulator.
Right.
Because there's no game in it.
Yeah.
But like, to me, that's a great game.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want in a game.
Right.
Something that doesn't make me feel like I'm wasting my time.
They really hate PewDiePie now, by the way. I didn't know.
Oh, yeah. They totally blocked him. Well, I mean, he did say the N-word. So
he did say that, but I mean, it's just like, we're going to be fine on a copyright claim.
It does set a bad precedent, in my opinion.
It's just like, shut up.
As a streamer who puts Let's Plays on YouTube, like, I don't want to see any company file DMCAs against Let's Plays on YouTube.
Yeah. Just because he said a word that he shouldn't have said.
But then again,
but it's a fucking word.
But then again, I see like the exact opposite side of that too, which is like, at what point do you not, like, if Hitler uploaded a Let's Play, are you like, hey man, maybe we shouldn't like let
Hitler play
our game?
Did you just compare PewDiePie to Hitler?
I did, man.
It's fair.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I mean, at what point do you draw the line? Do they draw it too early? I don't know. Is someone going to be worse than that at some point where they draw a line? Probably. We do live in this
world
right now.
It's also video games.
It is video
games.
You
get on chat with a random group of people, you're hearing that constantly.
But he is a leader of the game community.
Oh,
he
yeah.
should set the example.
It's a double-edged sword, for sure.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you can't pretend like
it doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist without him anyways.
Agreed.
Like, he didn't
cause everyone. But he perpetuates it, because then all those people are like, well, PewDiePie says it. So now it's...
Yeah, because that's a valid excuse.
Well, it is for idiots. And that's what 90% of Twitch chat is. No offense. No offense, chat.
90%.
If you guys could make a game, what would it be? All right, let me tell you. We're going to scan The Rock and Kevin Hart's bodies, full motion capture, and it's going to be a game about, what'd you say? All right, this money is a one-time use cure for any disease, all right? And the video game is going to be you tracking down this disease cure to beat everyone else. Matthew McConaughey's in it. He's like, all right, I cured AIDS, or whatever, you know? Because it's a one-time use cure for any disease.
No.
That's our
game. Just going to steal his idea?
And the graphics are going to be incredible.
Photorealistic.
Yeah.
You take photos and just put it on 3D.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
We're going to go the full Battlefront route.
Yep.
Yeah. take photos of vials, cure diseases.
To files.
Bad. I don't know, dude. We don't know how to make games.
We don't. No. We're bad with things like that.
No, we don't know anything. Okay, so what else we got here? We could talk about science. You like GTA from the cops' point of view, set in 70s London. Dude, you have great ideas. You should
make things.
Should really execute on those ideas. Like, you're way better than us at this, I would say. What about this one, man? I kind of want to read about this because I don't know what's happening. Oh. Hubble spots farthest ever incoming active comet.
Okay.
Like, I'm kind of worried that it's coming for Earth. Like, because incoming comet makes it sound like it's going to smash Earth, right? So a new image reveals a distant newcomer to our solar system, the farthest active comet ever spotted, heading towards the sun. All right, so it's not about to hit us. You know what I care less then? I thought it was about to impact Earth.
Screw that article.
I mean, it's just a comet. I mean, comets are cool. Okay, I like comets. They're fun. You look up, go,
look at that comet.
And look at that thing.
Look at it.
But, like,
you know there's a comet in Game of Thrones? You remember that?
No.
Yeah. There's a red comet in Game of Thrones season 1, I'm pretty sure.
Season 1?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, that's why I don't remember.
It just never makes another appearance again.
That's because it's coming in the Winds of Winter, dude. Oh, but he hasn't wrote that book.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. What's happening? Okay, we're going to close that one out. Oh, this is pretty funny. Okay. So, this company just accidentally, according to this, posted this hilarious job description. Time Out New York is looking for a new photo editor. All right, a new full-time photo editor and not a freelancer's. And here is the job description for this. The current situation with the photo team in the U.S., i.e. Melissa Sinclair, is not a long-term solution. Currently, we have agreed to a budget of $2,200 per issue for a freelance photo editor, 10 hours work at $22 a page per hour, which would normally be completely fine. However, the issue is that Melissa physically cannot find good enough candidates to fill these freelance positions, and at the current rate of magazine production, she needs multiple people available to work on multiple cities simultaneously. Because she can't find people for these freelance positions, she's been forced to do all of this work herself and is currently completely swamped and overwhelmed. The design team has had to chip in to help her, which is not ideal, but has been required to get the magazines out the door on time. Joel is in agreement with Tom Hislop that for a considerably smaller amount of money, we could definitely solve this issue by replacing all these freelancers with a single full-time position. Currently, we're spending $48,400 per year on freelance photo editors for these cities. 22 magazines in total at $2,200 per issue. We could definitely hire a photo editor for $40,000 to $50,000 and have them full-time in the office would make them far more valuable asset than relying on freelancers. Tom would like to discuss this at ASAP, especially as we have a really busy magazine schedule coming up in October, and our current setup is not a long-term solution. I'm concerned about Melissa getting burnt out and potentially wanting to leave. That is the job description.
What?
It's obviously the person in HR sent that email.
Yeah.
And the HR person's like, that'll work. That'll just work. Put it up.
Copy paste. Some random information that I don't think anybody's going to read that.
Like,
and
they
be like,
personally mentioned the people that work there. That's the best part. It's like, Melissa's getting burnt out, guys. Please apply to help Melissa.
Help
for the
this
love
Melissa
of God.
Person. She's going to die. Too much work is being placed on her shoulders. Help her out.
So if your photo editor look for a job, Time Out New York is desperate to hire someone.
I'll move. Let's go. I don't know how to edit photos.
I don't think you making $50,000 a year in New York City is going to be enough, dude.
No.
I don't think it is.
You're right.
I don't think it is. Chat says, topic, the most trouble you got in school. What did you do and what was the punishment?
I can't remember school.
I don't really either.
That was high school.
Dude, we're old.
And, like,
I'm old. He's not.
It was 6 years ago.
That's not that long for you. It's 12 years ago for me.
Oh, I got it.
I feel like I'm singing.
I got it.
Okay, let's hear it, man. Let's hear it.
So, me and Pinella.
Okay. Unofficial Tony
P. Had a prank in mind. Where...
Why is it in quotes?
Because it's not really a prank. It could have been taken as assault.
Story's great already.
So this is all alleged, all right? This never really happened.
So my friend Skolby and his friend Spinella. Is that what you mean to say?
So
never
I
admit
may
anything.
Or may not have taken one of our really weird friends.
Okay.
Word I use lightly because he knew us.
Like a classmate that you were acquainted
wanted
with.
Wanted to hang out with us, I guess, but not really.
Okay.
He did, but we didn't really care for him back the same way.
Because you were so cool and he was so lame.
Totally. That was it. Anyways.
Look at his hair.
We get a good idea.
He's got cool hair.
As to get an airsoft gun and paint the tip black and pretend it's a real gun.
This is not a good idea.
So we pick them up randomly one day. Me and Spinella are in the front. We get them in the back, and then we just drive out into the middle of nowhere.
Spinella.
And then, we just get them out of the car and start pointing the gun at him. Be like, run that way. We're going to shoot at you. And then he starts screaming like, what? No! Oh, my God! Like, I don't know if he really thought it was a real gun, but he acted like it.
Okay.
So it was either he was selling it for the video or he legitimately
shoot
him. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
There's video proof somewhere.
Of this alleged act?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, so I put that up on YouTube. And it went viral throughout our school for the first 4 hours of school. And I get called into the principal's office in first Pinella got called.
Oh, my God.
And then, like, immediately after, I got called. So everyone in the class that we were in, they had seen it by this point in time. And were like, ooh. And then, yeah, so we get sent to the principal's office because I had, a car tag of my Bishop Carroll high school parking.
Oh, so it reflected badly on you.
Yeah, so it was reflected badly on the school. I think that's the only reason that they did it, and there was a whole lot of cussing in it, too. But, I mean, like, I was like, how can you prove where Bishop Carroll's doing? Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
so
pretty messed up,
we got,
dude.
So close to suspension, but they asked the guy that we did it to. He's like, were you threatened? Are you mad about this? And he's like, no. It's fine. I knew they were screwing around.
Chat, that's really messed up, dude. Is that video still online? Can we watch it?
No.
Oh, do you still have it?
I do.
We should put it up.
No. What can they do about it now?
Yeah, what can they do about it now? Statute of limitations doesn't apply to children under 18. So literally anything you did, you can't be tried for now.
I don't think that's true.
That's true.
I don't think
that's true. Unless it's like a violent crime.
I mean, it was kind of violent.
Well, it was aggravated assault or something like that, yeah.
It was an attempt murder.
Well,
something.
You couldn't really murder him, though.
I couldn't because it was a fake gun.
Yeah.
People don't know.
You could hurt him. You could give him a big bruise, though.
Yeah, I'd beat him over the head with it. But yeah.
I was thinking he'd shoot him. It was an airsoft gun, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. You could have bruised him.
That was probably the worst thing I did in school.
Pretty mad. I caught a fish in the school pond and put it in the swimming pool thinking it would swim around, but it died. It was the head's favorite koi carp, and it cost a few $100. Got suspended. Honestly, never thought chlorine would kill a fish. You know what? That seems very mild to what Colby just told us. So,
a koi fish is expensive, though.
I knew. I mean, $100. I mean, principal. I could see people getting mad, but you know, you threatened to murder a kid, essentially.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, and then you didn't even get suspended.
No.
How did that happen?
This
guy got suspended.
It was a weird situation.
For accidentally killing a fish.
It was right when
that he didn't even know would die.
Started to happen. And so they were like, how do we handle the internet?
That's true.
Really
the internet was very new back then.
Because, yeah, it wasn't on school time or anything like that. So they didn't really know. But, yep, if I didn't have that fucking car tag.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they could
have done anything. I think maybe the closest story I would have to that is in fourth or fifth grade, there was this guy named Jeremy, and he wanted to run away from his house.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really didn't have anything to do with it, except he came and he stayed in my bedroom one night. Like, he snuck down into my window well.
Okay.
I opened the door for him. He came and slept in my bedroom, and then he left before I even woke up.
Gotcha.
So I was an accomplice to him not being homeless that night, but I didn't encourage him to run away or anything like that.
Gotcha.
And I got totally away with it.
Uh-huh.
But then he ratted me out and told the principal everywhere he stayed. And then I got away with that because the principal yelled at me, but I don't care about that. Authority, who cares, man? And so I didn't care. But then he called my parents 2 weeks afterwards because he asked, did you tell your parents about this? And I was like, yeah, of course it did. And he didn't believe it. So he called to confirm one night, and that was a big deal. My mom was really mad. She's like, my dad's like, you used our house to harbor a boy. His parents were probably so worried. And I think they found him at a church down the street or something. Stupid. I'm just trying to be a good friend, man.
Yeah.
Just trying to be a good friend.
Just putting a roof over another child's head. Would you rather me have turned him away
with
a homeless man?
I was a very rebellious child.
Yeah,
I'm sure I said that.
That's some bull honky, man. Yeah. I'd be like, you guys are getting.
I probably got grounded, but I don't think it really applied
for
anything.
Having someone stay the night. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Get out of my house.
Yeah, dude. Well, I didn't even tell him. I think that's what they were most mad
get
about.
Get out of your own
tell
house,
him, you know?
Probably.
But I'm not going to walk in mom and be like,
we're not mad, we're just disappointed.
No, I don't think they said that. My dad is always mad.
Oh, okay.
If I
that's better than
if I scratch my face when I'm 10 in a way he didn't like, he's yelling about it. So he was mad about it. But
what are you doing?
Oh my god! But yeah, I think my greatest thing in high school is that I convinced our because I went to Christian schools from 2nd to 12th grade,
uh-huh.
And I think in like 4th or 5th grade, whenever Pokemon was getting really big. They banned Pokemon because Christians didn't believe in monsters.
Okay.
Yeah.
Totally.
It's because they were... Oh, you know what it was? Now that it's all coming back to me, it was the evolution part. They didn't like that Pokemon evolved because the evolution isn't true, as you all know. The Earth is only 6,000 years old, and God created everything you know and love.
Totally.
That's what happened, including murder, death, genocide, alternate religions. All those things, okay? God created them 6,000 years ago.
Right.
So here's what happened. I literally wrote, like... a thesis on why the word evolution was a different word than the evolution that they don't teach in school.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't mean creation. It meant change.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to like present this to my principal, and then he allowed Pokemon.
Wow.
It's like that was my peak right there. Everything else downhill.
Just down straight.
Downhill.
Good Lord.
Been riding the coattails of that success for 25 years, guys.
That's ridiculous.
Isn't that stupid, the things I care about?
Yeah, the thing, the means that you'll go to for the things that you love.
Yeah.
You gave me a 20-minute presentation on Destiny.
That's true.
To get me into that game, and it did the opposite.
Yeah, but now he's back in.
Uh-huh.
And now I can't pressure him to play it because he'll leave again. Mm. Even though he bought it, played one day, said he really liked it, and then he hasn't played since because he's so busy. Scary busy.
Yep.
Hanging out with friends, working out at the gym, threatening to shoot people on video and putting it on YouTube, apparently.
It's 8 years ago, man. I've changed. A lot can happen in 8 years. I wouldn't just randomly point a gun at people.
I remember I was hanging out. Don't kill me. Wouldn't that be great if you really had a go? Like, would I?
Just pull out this pistol I got right here. That would be ridiculous.
I know the ratings of our show. Just the Twitch thumbnail is just you holding the gun to my head. We're like, what is this?
What is happening?
All right, that is not really something we should joke
murder
about.
Murder on stream.
That's what we do. That's what we do on this show. So that was, I made a website once where you could vote for Geek of the Week. Got a lot of hits. You got suspended again? Dude, that's like some Mark Zuckerberg stuff right there.
That is. Face smash.
Yeah, that's what it was, man. Geek of the Week. That's not going to sound bad. It's, I guess geek back then, though. I mean, like, when did geek stop being an insult? Like, 6 years, maybe 7 years ago?
Probably
right around 2010. Probably
Right when Iron Man came out.
Is that when?
I think so.
When Tony Stark made Nerd cool?
Right.
Yeah, that's probably
exactly.
It.
And everybody's like, oh, I'm so into comic books now, man.
Yeah.
And then that whole nerd bit just kind of...
Yeah, dude, because I kind of want to be...
Now
I would love... I would personally... I would love to be Geek of the Week.
Yeah.
I would wear that with a badge of honor. Like, right. Geek of the Week, September 3rd, 2015. Geek of the week. That's me, man. Better kiss the ring.
Kiss
respect.
The ring. You got all these like characteristics of why you deserve the award. Knows every single
I would have a
Beatles
graphic
song.
For this stream that just
every,
said Geek of the Week
Zelda
under like
game.
It'd be like right here on the stream, just Geek of the Week. Just whenever I just so people would remember, you know, when they show up, I'm like, just so you know, I'm Geek of the Week and writer of the $1 million blockbuster movie Sahara Money Drop. that's
so
me.
Dumb.
Yeah, that's me, baby.
So stupid.
That's what would happen, dude. That's what would happen. Someone voted for someone due to them being a googly-eyed owl.
That's, yeah, I could see where
I mean, that would be traumatic,
for,
yeah, in high school
yeah,
or whatever.
For sure.
I mean,
for sure.
Nowadays, lol.
Yeah.
I mean.
Right. Nowadays.
Kids these days, like, have to have such a thicker skin, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the internet has been around the entire time.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And people know how to
right.
mess with people on there and shit. Maybe cyberbullying's gone down. Who knows?
I don't know.
Probably hasn't.
I feel like cyberbullying is only going to create more adult bullies.
Right. But now there's better ways to address it, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like people would know or could understand.
Right.
I mean, back in the day, if I was in high school and then I... Like a teacher asked me, oh, what's up? Why are you sad? Or something like that. Oh, somebody called me this on the internet. And they'd be like, oh, well, you can't. Sticks and stones, honey. Sticks and stones.
Yeah.
But nowadays they're like, who's that individual?
That's true.
We need to have a counseling session for 10 weeks to get him off this bullying train.
Do you get to miss class, though, for counseling sessions?
No, sure.
Okay, well, I'm in.
Then, well, then that's just encouraging cyberbullying.
to get out of class. It's after school.
I probably am not the right person to talk about bullying.
Yeah,
because
it's after school.
I don't bully people, but because of my fat, doughy demeanor, I was often bullied.
Mm-hmm.
Problem was, I was a better bully than the bullies.
Yeah.
So people would like, it's like bringing a knife to a gunfight when you bully me.
For sure.
And people got scared.
People got shot.
Because I go places that people shouldn't go when I insult. That's why I can survive on the internet. Because mm-hmm. people can say, you know, look at this doughy, googly-eyed dotard owl. And I'd be like, yeah, that's me. Oh, no. And then I'll show a nipple or something. I mean, I don't care. Who cares?
Can't show a nipple, man. We'll get
that's true.
Blocked.
I'll show leg.
There's some knee for
some
you.
Some knee, guys.
Some
you like
great knee.
You like that knee, baby.
Look at that knee.
I can't believe you threatened to kill a kid and put it up on the internet.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was a good idea.
It did go viral
this
for you, man.
This is my key to popularity right here.
I hesitate.
Threatening another child's
I honestly
life.
Hesitate asking you this because what? I feel like it's going to make you very sad.
Hmm.
Outside of this show,
yeah,
is that the most popular thing you've ever done?
Probably. Because, like, everyone in my class saw it within, like, the first 2 hours of school.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's probably the most successful thing I've ever done on
right.
the internet.
Yeah. Yeah, that's when you peaked.
It's worth it. It was worth it. At least I can say I did it at one point in time.
He's like, I had a viral video,
my
man.
Best thing
oh, yeah,
is
what'd,
this
what'd
show.
You do? I threatened to kill a high school kid with an airsoft gun. My school got mad.
Oh, man.
Everybody saw it, though. It was great.
It was great.
All right, let's talk about some game stuff here, man.
Hey, let's talk
we are
about
on twitch.tv/SethColby.
Games and Twitch and
so
things.
This is this generated face by the Unreal Engine.
Mm-hmm.
It's apparently escapes the Uncanny Valley and it's freaking us out. So, apparently, the new demo for the Unreal Engine that they're about to unveil apparently has this type of facial recognition. So, I just want to watch this. I just want to kind of check this out. I mean, it still looks... Well, that looks pretty good. The lighting still isn't exactly right, though.
Yeah, that's still ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. Like, I mean, that's insane. That right there... That's nuts to me.
That's stupid.
It looks like the Apple Animojis mesh.
It really does.
It does, yeah.
They just stole it. Apple's just like, let's get that Unreal Engine.
I don't know, dude. Do you think we'll ever escape the Uncanny Valley? Because part of it, I think, is placebo. Like, we know it isn't real.
Right.
So, we look at it and go... No matter how real it looks, our brain still goes not real.
Yeah. Dude, I just watched all the cutscenes for the remastered Halo 1 and 2.
But, you know, right now, sorry to interrupt you, it is making me feel uncomfortable what they're doing to this man,
mm-hmm.
but he's not real.
Right.
So there's something there that I look at this and go, what are they they're torturing this poor human.
Why,
but then,
why are they making his face do weird things?
Yeah. But then look at his nose twitch and stuff. You know what else ruins stuff about this thing?
Hmm.
Every single computer person has perfect teeth.
Yeah.
That kills me. Like, I was playing Horizon Zero Dawn, for example, and, like, Aloy in that game, I think the faces look great, but her teeth are perfect.
Hmm.
And it takes me out of the game because I'm like, no one who grew up an Indian in the middle of a post-apocalyptic wasteland has perfect teeth.
That's so true.
They were white and straight and beautiful.
Well, you can say that about Game of Thrones, though.
Agreed. Agreed. But, like, mess him up, dude. This is really weird.
I think this dude's got one yellow one.
I mean, the range of expression, though, is ridiculous.
Right.
Like, look at that.
It's so stupid.
I feel like it's the lighting. It's just a little not right. But I don't know, man.
Dude, the faces in the Halo remakes, they're amazing.
Are they?
Oh, yeah. You can still tell they're animated, but I mean, the emotion that they can convey now, realistically, is stupid.
Well, dude, it's like Uncharted 4 looks outrageous. Mm-hmm. It kind of reminds me of this. It's kind of the same thing. I don't know, man. It does. It makes me feel unnerved, and maybe they are escaping the Uncanny Valley, especially this view.
Yeah.
Like, this view right here, it looks kind of like a real person's face, and it's, I don't know. I just can't believe people are creating things like this.
Right. And I mean, you look at this and then you look at the World War II new Call of Duty game that's coming out and like it's not
agreed.
It's not even no.
Of course,
nowhere.
This is probably run on a massive PC.
Yeah.
Like Call of Duty World War II, for all we know, might look this good on a PC that has that much power.
Maybe.
Like there's a huge difference between consoles and PC when it comes to power.
Yeah.
Like we'll probably never see, well, I can't say never, but like recently we're not going to see a game like that. And then here is Unreal, these rocks, which you honestly can't distinguish from real photos. Like, here's just some environmental stuff. Like, this looks real.
Yeah.
But, like, and this literally looks real. Like, right now my brain is saying this isn't real, but my eyes are saying it is. Because this looks real.
Right. Yeah, we've got environments down, we've got physical objects down.
Yeah, it's just the people.
It's the people.
It's the people, yeah. And that, I mean, that's getting so close. I mean, mm-hmm. definitely in our lifetime, I think we'll see it.
For sure, which is sketchy because then we're going to have to deal with people just stealing our face.
Right. Well, I think
stuff
it's.
That we didn't do.
Have they got a video with a rocket strapped with cash? No. No, they don't. They should
don't.
Make that.
Yeah, somebody should.
That'd be great. But I think. I wonder what the difference is between video games and movies.
That's
because,
stupid.
Like, that looks real. It looks like a photograph. But, like, when we watch movies where people have their faces digitally remapped. Like, you don't know it's fake most of the time. I mean, there's some exceptions, obviously. But, like, I mean, like, when we watch Rogue One, Rogue One's a perfect example. Like, you know it's fake because those people are dead.
Yeah.
How many other people in that movie did they do face reconstructions? Like, Social Network. Like, they put that guy's face on another man's face. And, like, it looks real. It looks pretty good. Now, they're using a real face as reference,
right.
So it's a little different. But, like, they're watching a movie. Sometimes there's special effects that are happening that you don't know are happening because they look real. So how long do we get to video games to that standard? Can't be that long. These rocks
Can't
are ridiculous,
long,
though, dude. I never thought we would just play a video of rocks on our show, but...
Yeah, this is just rocks.
It's literally rocks.
Straight up rocks.
But I think Battlefront was the first game that I really played that I looked at, and I was like, wow, these environments look real.
Yep.
And that's because they used photos of the objects. I'm assuming these are rendered, you know? I mean, that is intensely awesome, in my opinion. So... I don't know, man.
I'm scared.
I don't know, man.
It's scary, but then also awesome, but then it's also scary. Because they're going to steal our face.
I don't think they're going to steal
our face.
They
could just make Trump, you know.
I would love to get my face stolen, but I don't think that's going to happen.
They can just steal Trump's face and make him say things, man.
Yeah. I don't know. They could. I mean, they could probably do that now.
I'm sure they could.
This guy's comment right here on the actual original article, it says, "We have come a long way since the days when my jaw dropped because the mouths on the NPCs in Half-Life could open and close when they talked, and they blinked their eyes." I'm like, yeah. I mean, that was, what, 20 years ago?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you look at, like, GoldenEye, like, the video game GoldenEye. Like, I remember the graphics in that blew me away when it came out, or, like, Perfect Dark. They're block people.
Oh, yeah.
They looked horrible.
They're really bad. And, like, I went from, okay, so they remastered Halo and Halo 2.
Okay.
And so, like, I got into the story plot because I've played them.
Well, they've remastered all of them now.
And well, yeah, but 3 isn't as good as 1 and 2. Like, I think they recast, like, people to do the actual face acting of it because it's so good for 1 and 2. And they look like movies. That's why I started watching it. I was
like, the cinematics,
watch
too, right?
This. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Right. And then... Yeah, I couldn't find one for Halo 3 on YouTube, and the only one that I did was a remastered version of it, and then it was, we talk like this,
yeah.
Where my mouth moves, and then
it looks like the Xbox 360,
and it's
which
really bad.
We thought was mind-blowing back
right,
in the
and
day.
Then when Halo 3 came out, I was like, oh my god, look at this shit, that's amazing!
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, man.
And we're gonna look at games today that are gonna be like, that's stupid.
I know, man.
It's stupid.
It is stupid. Say, do you know when you dream you don't create any of the faces you see? They're all real people you have seen in your life. You know, I didn't know that, but that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Because even like the randos, like I probably saw them on the street.
Right.
Yeah.
We don't generate faces.
No.
We're weird people. Dreams are weird. I kind of want to study dreams.
Is this like when you got into woodworking?
Yeah, okay. For a hot second, yeah. And then I'm out of
You're
it.
You're going to be a dream man?
Yeah.
That would be cooler.
Don't know what you could do with
dreams. I feel like I would get more out of you if
dream,
you studied
man.
Dreams than if you did wood. Because I already asked you to build me a desk, and you're like, I can't do that.
Yeah,
so
I can't
it's
do
like,
that.
Like, all right, well, then
I could build you a coaster.
I don't want that. I got too many coasters already, dude.
I could build you a slab of wood.
That's not building. That's just a slab of wood.
I could carve something into it if you want.
Like, how about legs for a desk? Could you carve that into it?
Can't do that.
All right. Well, then never mind. Elon Musk has a crazy proposal. Let's just run through. We're like an hour and a half into the show. So Elon Musk's crazy proposal for a city-to-city rocket system. We can talk about that.
What?
There's a new species. Oh, okay. Well, let's just do that, obviously.
What?
All right. Here we go, man. Elon Musk. I got to unmute this tab. And turn it down a little bit. Elon Musk proposal for a city-to-city rocket system. New York to Shanghai. Travel time, 39 minutes. From SpaceX. So, I love the music. There's just, a boat traveling at high speed through the water. Out to a rocket launch platform.
Are you shitting me? Bring this on! Come on! I'd totally ride a rocket.
The cash is, honestly, in my brain, I hate to admit this, but the cash is, taped to the outside of the rocket. It's in a capsule egg. Pops off and brains down.
Oh, my God. Talk about a trip of a lifetime, man.
And then it's, the rocket took off. The booster separated. The booster heads back to the landing platform because SpaceX rockets can be reusable and land themselves. So then the passenger cabin, which is the top part of the rocket, continues to Shanghai.
That'd be so sketchy.
And now it's going to land.
That'd be the sketchiest thing you'd ever do in your life. All for a 39-minute trip.
And, it lands on the other side of the platform. Yeah. Hong Kong to Singapore in 22 minutes. Los Angeles to Toronto, 24 minutes. Bangkok to Dubai, 27 minutes. Tokyo to Singapore, 28. London to Dubai, okay, they're doing it real fast. Basically anywhere on the Earth in 30 minutes. I think North Korea is working on this already. Uh-huh. Uh-huh, yeah. Nuclear winter joke. Anywhere on Earth in under an hour. Well, yeah, can I fly to L.A. to L.A.?
Ooh.
Around the Earth in an hour? But yeah, dude, what do you think of that?
That's Sketchville.
I mean, when you watch movies about the future and stuff,
mm-hmm.
It'll show rockets coming and going. This is it's not flying cars, you know. It's literally the futuristic. Future.
Man, the man needs to
pick one.
Something. I don't know if he needs to do more. Because he's the genius of geniuses, apparently, or if more people need to be like him.
I think if more people were like him, we'd be in a better world.
Yeah.
I really do think that, but he has Hyperloop.
Yep.
So is this he's literally replacing trains and airplanes is what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually replacing cars in real life now.
Right.
So he's replacing cars. Then he has plans for trains, which are actually starting, because he started the Boring Company,
mm-hmm.
which is literally a tunnel digging company,
yep.
which is a front for, I got all these tunnels, now let's put Hyperloops in them.
Right.
And so he's doing that for trains. He's beginning to that. And now he's in the stages of doing rocket travel, commercial rocket travel, to replace airlines.
The man's insane.
But it's brilliant, though.
It's brilliant.
I mean, this is the way to do it because,
a lot of people.
Well, obviously, but
how much do you think a rocket trip costs, man?
I don't know, dude. But think about it this way: airplanes at one point were probably just as scary as rockets.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, to people who had never seen an airplane, they were made out of paper back in the day or whatever,
right.
You know,
That's true. That's true.
Until you see, until you know, 300 of those things take off every hour,
mm-hmm.
None of them crashed.
Right.
Until you're there with rockets, I feel you'll still be a little uncomfortable, but then at the same time...
rocket fuel is a little different than jet engine fuel, but...
is it? Because isn't it all supply and demand?
Yeah.
If they phase out planes, they turn into rockets.
Yeah.
Doesn't rocket fuel become cheaper than jet fuel? Because there's less jets and more rockets? Isn't that how the economy works? I mean, sure, at the start, it's going to be butt expensive, but... in the long term, wouldn't this be, wouldn't the economy, settle it out? Thanks, man. I appreciate you stopping by.
Thanks
for the follow, dude. We'll see you around.
Why wouldn't they just, update planes to be able to go higher into the atmosphere the rocket
would speed.
Do?
I think it's speed, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, then why not make it faster? Put jet or rocket fuel in jet engines and
I don't know.
Why has it got to be an actual rocket?
It's a great question that I'm not smart enough to answer.
I don't know. The man's a genius. I respect him for having the ambition to try these things, but will that ever succeed?
I think it will.
Eventually in like 60 years, maybe. I think it will. Maybe
not. I think it will in our lifetime.
Yeah.
I think it will. Because I vaguely remember, like, think back to when we first started doing this show in 2008. Okay. Electric cars weren't a possibility.
Right.
And now people literally go to dealerships and buy them, mm-hmm. and there's chargers on the highway.
Yeah.
Like, that's within 15 years.
It's true. I feel like cars are a little less...
Now, also, in 15 years,
complicated,
I'm going to be 55 years old, 45 years yeah. old. So I'll be old, but yeah. like...
It's our lifetime.
That's our lifetime.
We'll see it. The people of the future.
I think we'd see Hyperloop in our it's lifetime. Crazy. Rocket travel at a commercial, affordable level. Probably. I can't afford airplane travel right now, honestly. Yeah. So, I mean, it's kind of a moot point. Yeah. But, I mean, seriously, though. It's like,
true. You got to be rich to experience the joys in life. Like rocket trips.
Yeah, or private jets. Yeah. You know, I mean, there's lots of things. Or electric,
has the first, like, private space travel happen yet? I felt like there
isn't
were
that
like
Virgin Galactic. Isn't yeah. that a thing? I'm sure it's happening.
You think
right?
it's happening? Like right now? You think there's somebody up in space?
You want to Google it?
Just buying their way.
Virgin Galactic, world's first commercial space line. Let's just go to Wikipedia. I'm sure it'll say on here like flights, right?
Maybe.
There's an in-flight loss. That's not good. Following the crash of VSS Enterprise, test flights replacement have been set to ground test in August 2016. VSS Unity has completed its first flight successful glide test in December 2016. The glide lasted 10 minutes. By June of 2017, several glide tests have been completed. So they haven't done it yet.
No.
But they're still testing it.
Hmm.
But you got to admit the Virgin Galactic is like probably the coolest name ever.
Galactic.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I just... That to me is like one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
I think it will happen in our lifetime. I think it will.
City to city rocket system. That's yep. not what I expected either, but I'll take it. I'll go out and onto a platform in the middle of, you know, the Hudson and then go and just take off to Shanghai.
It also apparently is a 3Gs on launch.
A few grand.
That's what this tweet says. It says, soon, all you'll need to travel to New York to Shanghai is 39 minutes, a few grand, and the physiology and training to survive 3Gs on launch.
It's a little much, I feel like.
3Gs is a lot of people for heart problems yeah. and stuff, but like, I mean, I rode Mission Space at Disney World at Epcot, and it was like 5Gs or something.
What's that?
It's
you just spinning
yeah,
a circle?
Yeah, it's just a spin. But they put a video in your screen, like, it's Disney, so it looks like you're taking off in a rocket. But really, you're just spinning, gotcha. You know, and they spin you at different speeds and velocities, so it feels like you're turning. And it's pretty cool. It's Disney.
Dude. Sounds pretty cool,
yeah,
man.
It's straight flame, as my brother would say. But, yeah, so, I mean, I don't. But personally, I don't get really bothered by G's, but I know there's people out there that do.
I'm just doing
because it
the...
literally in that ride,
yeah.
you get to choose where you get in the line. You get in the orange line, which is the one with G's, or you get in the green line, which is the same ride, but there's no G-forces.
Hmm. So it just goes slower.
Or it doesn't move at all. Like, the seats just rock. There's no G-forces.
I got you. What's the downsides to this? I'm sure there's some downsides.
Explosions probably would be the biggest downside. You know, rocket doesn't land properly, y'all die. Diary of, you know, fiery rocket fuel burning death.
Yeah.
That's probably the biggest one.
Willingly riding rockets day to day is going to be quite a feat.
But again, I would say the same thing when the first commercial
rocket
jet started happening.
Still
dude.
Rocket travel. You got to deal with 3 G's of force. Yeah.
I don't know, man. That's pretty intense, but I'm into it. What about this big rat? You want to talk about this big rat?
What?
I don't really care about this story. I just love that it's a big rat. I just wanted to show a big rat on our show. And, you know, I'm part of the show, so I can do it. Yeah. I make the stories. I show the rats.
You do what you do,
that's
man.
That's right, man.
An illustration.
Yes. So, a new species of rat, 4 times larger than regular rodents, has been discovered on the Solomon Islands in the Pacific Ocean.
Oh, I got chills. I don't like it.
The creature stretching almost half a meter in length, which is 19 inches, lives among the trees and survives on nuts that it cracks open with its teeth. The Solomon Islands are already home to 8 other species of rats, but this is the first new discovery in 80 years. So, big old rat, dude.
Wow.
Rat that's this big.
Dude, that's bigger than that, man.
Hey, 19 inches is like that big, right?
That's bigger than that, bro.
It's a big old rat.
That's
whisper
bigger than
into
that.
The mic like as
ASMR, man.
Who's that?
ASMR?
Yeah, what's that? I don't know what that is.
It's like a fetish thing where it, like, people really get really close to the mic and then either like whisper or like stroke the microphone. Like weird noises. That's what it is. This is what I was trying to do earlier. Actually.
All right, hold on. I'll make one for him.
Yeah.
Hold on.
You got it. That's what.
What about that? Is that a good one?
Have you never seen ASMR videos?
I've never heard of that
in
my life.
It's ridiculous. Go to YouTube. There's a billion of them.
I don't think I'm going to do that on the air.
Terrible. They're so
it's
bad.
It's just people making weird noises in the microphones?
Or just like random. But for some reason, streamers always do it if you ask. Well, yeah, it's easy to do.
I'm glad that you're teaching me things, man.
All you got to do is get really close, and then you just.
What about this?
You just do this. Somebody out there that listens to that on a daily basis through some headphones.
That's weird, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, I should take up that career.
Yeah, you really should.
I can make
You'd
weird
really
mouth noises all the time.
You'd be really good at it.
Because honestly, I can make weird noises loud.
Mm-hmm.
I make weirder noises quiet.
Right.
So if like that's a thing, or like
thing.
You know, I could like.
Somebody took a screen grab of that.
No, please don't. Please don't. If you clip that chat, I swear to God, I will permaban you. Don't do it. I'm doing these. I'm trained monkey for you. Don't clip it. Don't make me sad. Were either of you 90s kids? I'm an 80s kid. He's a 90s kid.
Yeah. I mean, if you consider me being alive for 7 years in the 90s,
I would think
yes.
That's the definition. Well, is that a 2000s kid then? How do you define that?
Probably.
Because
I'm like half and half.
Like, I was born in 87.
Yeah, but
so
you
would I be a
90s
kid?
Yes, I would say that.
Uh-huh. I don't know if that.
You're
should I know what ASMR is if I was a 90s kid? Because I don't.
No, that's a recent.
Remember Tom
YouTube
Green?
Crap. No.
You don't remember Tom Green?
Tom Green?
Yeah, dude. Remember
no.
him?
Who's that?
He's that guy that dated Drew Barrymore for a while. He was really weird.
Nope.
If I pull up a picture of him, you're going to know him immediately.
Great. You'll Google this guy, but not ADSMR.
Right here.
Crap.
It's kind of related, dude. Tom Green, right here.
Oh, yeah.
You don't remember this dude?
Uh-huh.
Look at him.
What about him?
Oh, he just made a lot of weird noises and stuff in a microphone. That's why I thought of him. No, because didn't he put like salami in his mouth, like wriggle his teeth and stuff
Who
like that?
Who knows, man? I don't know.
Oh, God. Nightbot, please don't stop links. Hold on.
Unless they're bad links, we don't.
Well, yeah, but Nightbot doesn't know any better. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to turn that link blocker off. I mean, there's no way I'm going to be able to click that link because our chat's on a different monitor. But let's see here. It's under spam protection.
Spam protection.
Excess caps. I want that actually on. Excess emotes I want on. Links disable. That way people post links.
There you go. Yeah.
Excess symbols, sure.
I'm sure any song from that era does.
I kind of like links, but I feel like we can. I mean, if it's on YouTube, it's probably safe. So
yeah,
we watch it first and put it up on stream. Go ahead and post it again. I've got that turned off. We'll clink it, man. I'm sorry, you got deleted.
We'll clink, clink it to
we'll clink.
Clink
it. I'm sorry, you got deleted. Sorry. Blame Nightbot, not me. It's angry.
What's the Trump story, man? Oh yeah, this thing. You sent me this.
No, I have to unmute the tab.
Fantastic.
Federal mobilization to assist Puerto Rico, including the presence of over 10,000 federal personnel.
Oh, wow.
Including 5,000 U.S. military and National Guard personnel, led
personal?
By a very, very strong and talented
All that personal,
three-star
you know.
General.
Watch out, dude. It's personal.
All appropriate departments of our government, from Homeland Security to Defense, are engaged fully in the disaster and the response and recovery effort probably has never been seen for something like this. This is an island surrounded by water.
Water.
Big water.
Big water. Big water.
We're closely coordinated.
Big water.
Surrounded by water, big water.
Oh, my God.
Water. We're closely coordinated.
The guy needs to stop going off of the fucking monitor,
Sir
man.
Pancake, dire docs from Super Mario 64. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Ding. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Ding. Do-do-do-do-do. Okay.
You got it, man.
Watch this. Delete it! It's deleted in my chat! You tell me why, after 30 years of life, did my chat up
never
here show it?
Never having even sipped cranberry juice!
Why did Twitch delete it? I'm so mad, dude.
Apparently Link's are the devil.
I'm so mad, dude. Hold on.
Zero.
You probably don't even remember my reinterpretation of Dire Dire Dodson.
Ding.
Get out of here!
Ding.
It sounds like a crazy person.
Gonna get copyright struck, man.
You got that, man?
Yep. He said it right on. Right on cue.
Just saying.
Oh, we freaked out there for a hot second.
Yeah, dude, I'm really mad at Twitch right now because I turned
Why
off.
Why do this?
Like, now I gotta go. I probably actually go into, like, literal Twitch settings, all right, and go to, like, actually, I think it's
moderation.
Is that where it is? Moderation?
I mean, that's a guess.
Let's see here. Moderation. Moderation loads nothing.
Activity.
I think Twitch literally puts this stuff under, like, settings under here. Like, your settings here are different than your dashboard settings. Whoa. So channel and video might be under there.
Figuring stuff out. We're figuring stuff out. Where is the figuring out? Where is it? Can't find the link.
Delete links in chat right here.
That
uncheck.
That is ridiculous.
Save changes.
Just delete them. No matter what they are.
Yeah.
Automatically go
Stupid.
Away.
Stupid. And that's checked by default. Twitch, you're a donkey.
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 That was a really weird insult.
Donkey.
Why would I call
Twitch, you're just a straight up donkey.
Why would I call a website a donkey?
I don't know.
Doesn't make any sense, man.
It's a workhorse.
But now it works. And of course, he's probably left. He's not. He's probably God now.
Yeah, he's gone.
Which means he didn't see my amazing prophecy of what that song is.
Oh,
because
it.
I'm a god.
You got it.
I know my Super Mario 64. 20 years, by the way, yesterday, 20-year anniversary of Super Mario 64.
Oh, shit. The game I've never played.
Dude, it's a good game, man. You should play it. You should play it.
Yeah, you're the 90s kid here.
And apparently. Well, I'm also the gamer. That helps.
That, too.
Like, I think Mario 64 came out in 96. No, it had to come out in 97 if it was a 20-year anniversary.
That would make sense, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would, wouldn't it?
It would make sense.
Yeah, I'm dumb.
Big water.
Big water.
Big water.
We just play that again.
Island. Never been
just
seen.
Go back a little bit more,
for
too.
Something like. And the
right
response
okay.
and recovery effort probably has
off
never
script.
Been seen.
Off script from here
for
on
something
out.
Like this. This is an island.
Off script.
Surrounded by.
Not looking at it. He's looking
water.
At the.
Big water. Big. Ocean water.
Back
closely
on
coordinated. With
Back
the territorial and local governments, which are totally and unfortunately unable to handle this
script a little bit. Back
catastrophic
on.
Crisis
on
their
words.
Own.
Big Just big totally words. Unable. What are those words? Catastrophic.
The police and truck drivers are
Got it.
Very substantially gone.
Very substantially
They're taking
gone.
Care
They're
of their
gone
families
substantially, huh?
And largely unable to get involved. Largely unable to help.
Oh, God.
Therefore, we're forced to bring in truck drivers, security, and many, many other...
Down there and back again. 50 cases of dumb soap. Down there and back.
Bringing them on
Driving.
The island
stick shift.
As we speak.
Big truck.
We've never seen a situation like this. The electrical grid and other infrastructure. We're already in very, very poor shape.
What were they?
They
very,
were
very
at
poor
their
shape.
Life's end prior to the hurricanes.
Hurricane.
And now virtually everything has been wiped out.
Hurricane.
Dude, the man doesn't even know how to read.
We will have to really start all over again. We're literally starting from scratch.
Wow.
Ultimately, the government of Puerto Rico will have to work with us.
You know, I'm not.
To determine how this massive
At this point in time, if he
effort,
did good things,
uh-huh.
I'd be like, good job, Trump. Good job.
It's like a dog
you
who peed it and peed in the right place.
Good boy. You got it. And the fact that that's how I address our president
yeah,
these
not
days,
good, probably.
Regardless of if you voted for him or not, is just pathetic.
We don't play a lot. In fact, that might be our first Trump playthrough
yeah,
on this show.
I know.
But like, Dude, him saying big water.
Big water. Water, it's an island. Do you know what that is, people?
I was just told today.
It's a land mass. Oh,
water.
It's
all around.
It's land.
Water.
It's dirt. It's surrounded.
Trees.
By all, on all
wiped
sides.
Away by the hurricane.
Water. Big water, even. In fact, not small water.
It's not small
it's
water.
It's big water.
Big water. Ocean water.
God, the man needs to not go off script.
No, I like it. I like it a lot.
So sad. It'd be great if he wasn't our president.
Big water, ocean water.
It'd be great if it wasn't our president. But, yeah, it is.
Yeah, man, The Rock's going to be much better in two, 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Okay, he can't be worse.
Another guy who doesn't know anything
can
about
he be
politics.
Worse?
No.
He can't say water, big
I don't
water.
Think anyone else could have been worse.
I feel like Dwayne The Rock Johnson is at least going to care about a bunch of U.S. citizens getting destroyed by a hurricane, right?
Yeah.
I think he will.
For sure.
I think he'll care.
Be a little on top of that.
He won't go golfing and then like slam the mayor.
Right.
Yeah. You know, probably won't do that.
Yeah.
No, he might.
Let's go to his Twitter. Check it out. Daily Trump check.
This is now your favorite segment
on
the show.
It's my favorite thing to do.
And you always bring it up at the end of the show.
It's always just so good.
Still got the American flag.
First one is back to Rocket Man.
Being nice to Rocket Man hasn't worked in 25 years. Why would it work now? Clinton failed, Bush failed, and Obama failed. I won't fail. There you go, man.
Another North Korean threat.
Yep. He won't fail, man. What's that mean? Like, what's success?
Hasn't being nice to Rocket Man. So his success
Hold on, dude.
Is not being
Hold on.
Nice?
I told Rex Tillerson, our wonderful Secretary of State, that he is wasting his time trying to negotiate with little Rocket Man. Save your energy, Rex. We'll do what has to be done. Being nice to Rocket Man hasn't worked in 25 years. Why would it work now? Clinton failed, Bush failed, and Obama failed. It won't fail. I won't fail. That was tweeted at 2:01 p.m. So literally this happened during our show. We could be at war right now and not even know it. I just realized that, actually. Yeah. That's kind of terrifying.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Go to the POTUS account. Because I'm sure it is
POTUS
not...
is it like P-O-T-U-S?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that was an actual account.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, he has two?
Yeah, Obama had to hand this over to him.
Okay.
And then Twitter set up Obama's, like, he took all the tweets from at POTUS when he was president and put it on his new at Barack Obama or whatever.
Okay, okay.
But, yeah, this is his, like, you know, intern.
These are just retweets
right.
of Donald Trump.
Oh, my God.
That's all this is.
Are you fucking kidding?
It's just, like, a more, like, PR'd up. Like, they've right. got other retweets in yeah. here as well, but, yeah.
And then there's another one that he must have retweeted that one then, right?
What?
The being nice to Rocket Man. So he goes, I need this on both of my accounts.
Yeah, I'm sure, dude.
Put it on both of my accounts.
I'm sure, dude. I don't think anything happens on social media that he doesn't do. I like how there's a big button that just says, tweet to Donald J. Trump. Like, that right there sums up our society in 2017 right there.
Yep.
That's it. Tweet to Donald J.
And
Trump.
The fact that anyone, like, I'm glad people respond to him on Twitter and being like, you're dumb. Here's why you're dumb about this being dumb. But what's it going to do? It's literally pointless.
We have done a great job with the almost impossible situation in Puerto Rico. Outside of the fake news or politically motivated ingrates, people are now starting to recognize the amazing work that has been done by FEMA and our great military. All buildings are now inspected for safety. Thank you to the governor of PR and all of those who are working so closely with our first responders. Fantastic job. There's something positive, man.
Except for the outside of the fake news.
Well, yeah, I mean, except for that, you know, dig right at the beginning.
Politically motivated ingrates.
Yeah, but, okay, take that. The last two tweets were positive, though. Last two tweets were positive.
I don't know why I like this segment.
Because you like to be filled with rage.
Yeah, I do.
That's why.
The Wonderbury effort probably has never been seen.
Probably.
For something like this. This is an island.
That's my favorite part.
Surrounded by... water, big water, ocean water. We're closely coordinated with the territory.
I can listen to that all day, dude. That's so funny.
Water, big water, ocean water.
It's just like, how would an idiot describe an island?
What other kind of water is there, Trump? You got little water.
Oh, man.
You got lake water.
It's so funny,
though,
dude.
You got salt water.
You want to end or you want to talk about something else?
Boiled water.
This article I kind of want to read, but it's huge.
Yeah.
But it's like the entire thing is about just Apple being really bad at design. And like them resting on their laurels.
Let's do it, man.
The notch on the iPhone X is not just strange, interesting, or even odd. It is bad. It is bad design, and as a result, bad for the user experience. It's like we wrote this.
Mm-hmm.
The justification for the notch, the new Face ID tech, which lets you unlock the device just by looking at it, could have easily been accomplished with no visual break in the display. Yet here is this awkward blind spot cradled by two blobs of actual screen space. It is, put plainly, a visually disgusting element. One which undermines the core premise of the iPhone X's design, all screen, and offers a feature as an excuse, which is really an answer, in search of a question, to wit, no one wanted or asked for Face ID, and the feature actually raises new concerns about security for users.
Yep.
From a performance standpoint, there is hardly a differentiating factor between the iPhone X and iPhone 8 Plus beyond display size and type. The former is a flagship only because Apple wants it to be one. Plenty has been written about the mind-numbing, face-palming, irritating stupidity of the notch, and yet I can't stop thinking about it. I would love to say that this awful design compromise is an anomaly for Apple, but it would be more accurate to describe it as the norm. Once upon a time, Apple could do little wrong. As one of the first mainstream computer companies to equally value design and technical simplicity, it upended our expectations about what PCs could be. Macintosh works the way people work, read one 1992 ad. Rather than requiring downloads and installations and extra memory to get things right, as often required by Windows machines, Apple made it so you could just plug in a mouse or start up a program and it would just work. Marrying the functionality with the groundbreaking design the company embodied since the early Macs, it's easy to see how Apple became the darling of designers, artists, and the rest of the creative class. The work was downright elegant, unheard of for an electronics company. Stretching perhaps from the introduction of the first iPod in 2001 through the release of the groundbreaking iPhone 4 and subsequent refinement with the iPhone 5, Apple was regularly lauded as best in class when it came to hardware and software design and the synchronicity of those elements. Reviewers, yes, even me, fawned over designs that lovingly referenced classic Lesias and boasted, software that turned simple smartphone cameras into true photography tools. But things changed. In 2013, I wrote about the confusing and visually abrasive turn that Apple had made with the introduction of iOS 7, the operating system refresh that would set the stage for almost all of Apple's recent design. The product, the first piece of software overseen by Johnny Ive, was confusing, amateur, and relatively unfinished upon launch. While Ive had utterly revamped what the company had been doing thematically with its user interface, eschewing the original iPhone's tactility of skeuomorphic real-world textures for a more purely digital approach, he also ignored the more grounded concepts about user experience, systematic cohesion, and most surprisingly, look and feel. Gone was the mock felt background and virtual dials of Steve Jobs' iOS, but suddenly present was a set of gestures and layers purported to be part of a system that never quite clicked. I've converted understandable buttons into confusing rubrics, the share arrow, clustered controls into a context-free space, control center, and perhaps worst of all, made some really ugly icons that have never fully recovered. It's just not the icons on the home screen look and feel like the work of a lesser designer. They also vary across the system. For instance, the camera icon is different in shape than other sections of the OS, like the camera app or the lock screen, I wrote at the time. Shouldn't there be some consistency? Well, this may seem like obsessive nitpicking. These are the kind of details that Apple in its previous incarnation would never have gotten wrong. Since that release, the company has strayed further and further from a clear sense of purpose in its design and drifted into a kind of mid-life malaise in which nothing seems to feel, work, or look quite the way it should. The grand gestures, the one more things are still there, but Apple's foundations of lust-worthy design, the cohesion, the it-just-worksness of it all, seems to be ebbing away with each new product.
That makes sense.
Even John Gruber, the most evangelical of Apple bloggers, said this of the iPhone X's notch. It offends me. It's ungainly and unnatural.
Wow.
This is Apple's biggest product of 2017. It's been a long time since Apple blew anyone away with its innovation, Tim Cook's favorite buzzword, most of which been released in the Cook era has been iterative of the Steve Jobs era.
Yep.
Larger iPads, smaller iPads, bigger iPhones, smaller iPhones. A statless was added to the iPad, but it was only addressing what third parties had been doing more clumsily for years. Yes, the cameras got better, the screen sharpers, but so did literally everyone else's. In fact, Samsung's phone have showcased higher resolution, more sophisticated displays. The software got more complex, but not necessarily more usable. Yes, Siri went from totally useless to maybe it'll work this time, and Maps improved, but it still doesn't provide the kind of detail or accuracy as seen in Google's product. The watch is perhaps the closest the company's gotten to a truly new product since the introduction of the iPad in 2010. But if we're keeping points, it's a riff on several other watches that came before it, the Samsung Gear, the Moto 360. And the original operating system launched with the device was so poor that the company decided to tear it down and rebuild just two versions later. Oh, and the latest watch hardware release? Eviscerated by critics for its spotty and aggravating new features, like LTE that can't connect and a battery that won't make it through the day. The Wall Street Journal's Joanna Stern said, after a week of testing these new models, the future feels even further away.
Wow. Apple made the iWatch 3?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
Apple may be able to tout this is the number one watchmaker in the world, but that doesn't make it good at making products. And it's not just the hardware or the UI. The ecosystem is unwell. iTunes and Apple Music and the podcast app coexist on devices for reasons only Eddie Q understands. Your purchases and files floating somewhere in their digital ether, untethered to a clear system or logic. The TV app maintains some awkward middle ground that attempts to lasso your subscription services, your purchase content, your marketing suggestions, and the cable you probably still pay for. But none of these themes seem to actually function fluidly. Example, you can buy movies and TV in the iTunes Store app, but you have to watch them in the TV app. It's crazy. It's almost as if the company is being buried under the weight of its products, unable to cut ties with the past concepts. For instance, the abomination that is iTunes, unable to choose clear paths forward, USB-C or Lightning guys, compromising core elements to make room for splashy features, and executing haphazardly to solve long-term issues. This is not an argument about what Steve Jobs would have done. This is an argument for central cohesive vision that accounts for systems, not just nodes on a network. Johnny Ive is clearly not providing that vision. Phil Schiller is not providing that vision. And Tim Cook, the all-time don of supply chain management, cannot and will not provide that vision. So what happens now? Pundits will respond to these arguments by detailing Apple's meteoric and sustained market values gain. Apple fans will shout justifications for a stylus that must be charged by sticking it into the bottom of an iPad, a back button jammed weirdly into the status bar, a system of dongles connecting oft-used devices, a notch that rudely juts into the display of a $1,000 phone. But the reality is that for all the iPhones Apple sells and for all the people who buy them, the company is stuck in idea quicksand, like Microsoft in the early 2000s or Apple in the 90s. Is it Apple unbridled or seemingly endless success that has caused the company to rest on its laurels? A threat to your existence can be an incredible motivator to adapt or evolve. Apple demonstrated this in the most profound way with the introduction of OS X, a clean break from its past that paved way for the iPhone and all the success that would follow it. But with victory often comes complacency, and in Apple's case, that complacency comes in the form of design without thought, a self-congratulatory sense of your gadget stores as town squares, and an increasingly lack of concern for what is coming next. In technology, that next thing that is always the one that breaks you. Apple seems to have lost its knack for either envisioning the future or expertly ripping off what people or the people who do. Does Apple know what's coming next? I wonder. So that's his article.
Wow.
I mean, that's pretty scathing right there. Like, that pretty much sums up everything we've said in a really better way.
Yeah.
It's a big article.
I mean, there's some nitpicky points in there that I don't, like, I mean, he's just...
Well, some he's things he's probably reach, personally right, offended but... by, yeah. But agreed, like, I mean, some of these photos in here, like here, right here. So, these are the examples. Apps that embrace the notch on the new iPhone X look bad. Look better with a black background for the status bar. Quick comparison. So, this guy just did a mock-up.
Right.
Okay, he just did a mock-up of what it would look like without... the notch there as my computer struggles to load.
Oh, look at the load.
Please load.
It's loading.
There it goes. So you can see here, like this guy basically, what he did is he just blacked out the blobs that are next to the notch and then rounded the corners. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it looks way better.
Give it, it looks like the Samsung Galaxy 8, but...
Well, agreed. And that's Apple's rationale, is that the notch separates
it's
them.
It's different!
Right.
You can't be different when everyone's making a full body screen to ratio body phone.
Agreed.
Every brand has done it. There is one for every brand, including brands that you don't know exist.
Well, and I guarantee you, that was their meeting. Mm-hmm. Like, they're like, okay, if we make a phone the entire screen, we're going to look no different than every other phone that's the entire screen, because the branding is whatever content people are looking at on that giant screen.
Yep.
It laying on a desk, no one's going to know the difference between an iPhone and a Samsung Galaxy whatever. So let's add the notch.
There is another phone out that does have a notch similar to it. I forget what it is. It's called the... God, I can't remember. But it's just the camera.
Okay.
It pops down into the middle of the screen, just like the notch, except it's not a long notch. It's just one camera, and it's less distracting. And I'm pretty sure they put a black bar on it with video. It's not like it's over video
or anything
like that.
Well, that's the thing. Like, they should have... Honestly, this wouldn't offend me as much. I'm not really bothered by the time and the Wi-Fi and all that being up there. Mm-hmm. What bothers me is that when you full screen a video, it's going to cut off your content.
Yep.
They should have made it slightly larger than 16:9, mm-hmm. and then they should have black there when you're playing a video.
I fully agree.
It doesn't make sense to me. More examples that he shows here. Multitasking, tabs, control center, airdrop, and general interaction looking fantastic. And iOS 7, but wow, the ugly stick. So people like that's a tweet from a long time ago about it.
What stick? The ugly stick? What's the ugly stick?
Like, man? It's the same, like the ugly stick. Like, it's ugly.
Gotcha.
This one right here, like, the iPhone X renders web pages with literal white bars on the sides. So this is how they handle... This is how they handle web content.
And that's a full, like, full width
yes.
page.
Right.
It should all be that pink.
Right. But because the notch would cover up content...
They put white bars.
They put white bars
even,
on there to protect
it. Even further stretching it from the notch.
Right, and also shrinking the size of your
just
screen.
Just as big...
Oh,
as this one
right here. Yeah. This big phone. It'd be the same thing.
It's that big.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah, I don't get it. So that's another example right there. And then this one, this is just hilarious. Like, that is how you charge the Apple Pencil, by sticking it into the bottom of your iPad. You can also stick it into your mouse, right. You know, your Apple mouse, because it also has lightning. The new ones do. There's a lightning port on the bottom of the mouse, and you can
use it as a kickstand for your mouse.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's needed.
Yep. Let's see, what else?
Couldn't have made it.
Yeah,
like,
here's the dongles. Like, here's the dongles right here. Like, lightning to a splitter, basically.
Yeah.
So you can have audio out in two ways.
Or charge your phone while listening to music.
Yes, I think that's actually what this mm-hmm. is for. Yeah, charging your phone while listening to music. You have to have three dongles. One that splits it into two lightning ports, and then the dongle that converts the lightning port to a 3.5 millimeter headphone jack, and then another one to charge your phone. Because they want one hole.
That is literally the only benefit to the 8.
And then they show this image. It says, this is from the Apple website.
Mm-hmm.
Design and display, it's all screen, and then there's literally a big black thing hanging down.
It's not all screen.
Like, that's not all screen.
Yeah, their marketing's not that good this time around.
Yeah, it doesn't, it just doesn't make a lot of sense. So, it's a long article.
Pretty pointed, though.
Yep.
And, like, what they're doing is beyond me. They're just like, here, we're trying to catch up.
I have a theory on why it's the iPhone X.
Oh, why?
The iPhone 10. I keep calling it the iPhone X, but it's the iPhone 10. I have a theory on why it's the iPhone 10 and not the iPhone 9, because I believe Apple will do an iPhone 9 that looks like the 8, and then they're going to phase out every phone that has buttons on it at that point. Like, that's my theory, is that they're gonna do one or two more phones. They'll do the 8S or the 9 mm-hmm. or the 9S. Like, give themselves three more iterations of regular phone.
Okay.
And then to get all the kinks out of the display buttonless, it's all screen phone.
Right.
Get all the bugs out of that. And then the iPhone 11 or 12, whatever it ends up being, will be the only phone Apple offers. So they'll catch up.
Interesting.
That's my theory.
But, I mean, still, Samsung sells their fucking Galaxy S7s and stuff like that still, right? Like, you can go into the store and buy a brand new one of that, right?
I have no idea. I think that's what Apple's trying to avoid, though, is what you're doing. What number is Samsung on? Like, yeah. I think that's what they're trying to avoid.
Right.
And so they're kind of doing that right now. So my theory is that they're going to do the iPhone 9, and then the iPhone 11 will come out, or it'll be the iPhone XS, iPhone XS. Extra small, and then it'll, you know, that'll come out, and then the next iteration will be the iPhone 11, and that'll be the only one they offer.
Huh. So does the 8 have the face scanning crap? It doesn't,
no.
right?
No.
So do you think the 9 will look like
no.
this?
I think the 9 will be
crap?
A revision of the 8, and it might have the face stuff, but look like the 8.
Right.
And then they'll use that extra data to get it better, and then when the iPhone 12 or 11 comes out, whichever one it ends up being, however long it takes to work out the bugs, that'll be the only phone that they offer. All-screen phone.
Straight stupid.
I mean, that's the only thing that makes sense to me, besides them just hating 9 like Windows did.
Yep.
But Windows has a reason for skipping 9, unlike Apple.
Why is that?
Well, because a lot of software, because Windows is so backward compatible that a lot of software checks for a version by going Windows 9 and then a wildcard to see if it's 98 or 95.
Oh, okay.
And so if you said it's Windows 9, it would think you, some software might think that you're running Windows 98.
I gotcha.
And so that would be the problem. Some software would become incompatible even when it's compatible because it's a way to check to see if you're on 98 or 95.
That's funny.
That's why they skipped 9. They went straight to 10.
That makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense.
I mean, for Apple, it really
does. For Apple, there's no reason. It's just marketing. Yeah, right. Just they decided to name it iPhone 10, but with an X.
Because 10 is better when it's revolutionary.
Even though iPhone, even though OS X was how everyone talked about it, no one said it was no one said it was OS 10.
Yeah.
It's OS X. It might have been operating system 10. Like, that might have been what it meant, but everyone said OS X, and now they're trying to cram iPhone X down our throats as iPhone 10. And they expect Apple fanboys like me, who have been using Apple for 15 years or longer, to not call it iPhone X.
Yeah.
When I see an X, I call it an X because it's been X forever.
It's an X.
It's an X.
It's an X.
It's not the Super Bowl, man. It's an X.
Yeah, it's an X.
That's what I have to say. That's all I have to say about
Roman
that.
Roman numerals.
Should we get close to ending the show, man?
Oh, yeah. I'm about dying done? Over here.
You about done, man?
I'm dying.
Are you sure, dude?
I could use one more thing.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think we need to play this right here.
This
one's
very
important. We've never been seen for something like this. This is an island.
It's an island.
Surrounded by water. Big water. Ocean water.
That's beautiful right there, guys. That's how we'll end the show today.
Yeah.
Big water. Big show today. Beautiful show. Big show. Surrounded by water.
It's a show.
Yeah.
Surrounded by other shows.
Yeah. So thank you guys for
big
hanging
shows.
Out in chat, on the podcast, everywhere you are. Thanks for the new follows today.
Yeah.
Guys, the show is growing. We have you to thank for it. We appreciate you guys. Keep doing what you're doing. We'll keep doing what we're doing.
We love you.
We'll keep coming to you twice a week, every Thursday at 7 p.m. Central, every Sunday at 2 p.m.
we can be here.
Central, well, that's not true.
When we're scheduled to be here. We're here for you, though.
When we're scheduled.
You can always depend.
And we're rarely late.
Always depend.
Yeah. So, we'll check you guys. Check us out every Thursday, 7 p.m. Central, every Sunday at 2 p.m. Central. If you're listening on audio, leave a 5-star review on the podcast service of your choice. It really helps us. If you like the videos on demand, go subscribe to our YouTube page. If follow us on Twitch, twitch.tv/SethandColby, youtube.com/SethandColby. Follow us on Twitter @SethandColby.
Questions.
It's so easy, dude.
Come check us out live and type it in the chat.
Yeah. Obviously, the chat is we talk to them.
You want info.
Yeah. Do that. So we'll see you guys next week.
Yep.
On Thursday.
This coming week.
Yeah.
This same week.
It's technically the same week. You're right. Yeah. We'll see you guys Thursday. 7 p.m. Central. Bye-bye, everybody. We love you, smooches.